You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
I'm sick. I'm very sick. Yes. I caught the AIDS from my mother's house. I go to my mother's house as a petri dish. I tell my wife, I say, I told everybody. Everybody there was sick. Every time I go there, I get sick.
Is that Boston you're talking about?
It's Boston.
That's your house that's in Boston?
It's outside of Boston.
That's nice. Welcome back to a real city.
Fuck you. That's so
we
weird.
Got real buildings out here.
We got old.
It, though. Good Will Hunting. You made it to New York City. That's the dream. You ever noticed that? Boston, that's, all those movies, people
Matt
try
Damon
to get out of Boston.
Good Will Hunting.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I got to go see about a girl. It was you.
That's right. He come here. He's the try to be. I've been on this podcast before, too. It's been a long time. You haven't invited me back in a long time. Well, I don't know what happened.
Well, you were on the road a lot.
I'm not on the road. I don't leave the city.
Well, you're trying to get to Westchester. You know where I moved since?
Do you live out there? You live in Candyland right now?
Buddy, last time you... Mom, no, sorry. It's baby.
Yeah,
sorry.
You need to get that correct, first of all. You need to get your pronouns correct. This 2018. He knows. He needs to get his pronouns correct when he gets on back pages.
I'm sorry.
That's right.
You know him?
He's already hit me up a lot of times. He's been emailing me for years. He's a fan.
Long time.
He tried to get in there.
Yeah, that's a tough right. Nut to crack.
That's right, but he's not rich enough for me to contemplate.
Nah, I try to bring her down, pricing.
Yeah, but Bobby Kelly, that motherfucker was just on the Tonight Show. I'm happy to be here right now. You need to work your way up through the open mics and shit. Bobby Kelly, he's a veteran comedian and shit. He did that. He was with Jimmy Fallon. Did you see that shit? Funny. So you must be making money, too. And you living in Westchester? Holy shit.
Well, baby, Westchester.
You made it and shit to Candyland. That's how I'm trying to go. You're not a Yonkers, though, right? Because that's just not the real Westchester. No. That's part of the Bronx. They got to stop claiming that for Westchester.
Oh,
that shit is the North Bronx and shit. So you got a house and shit with grass?
Well, last time,
you see deal?
Last time we were here, you're on the show, I had an apartment on 47th Street. Since then, I have a son. And I moved up to Westchester, Greenberg, right near Ardsley.
They just name it after a Jewish doctor up there. You live in Greenberg?
Yeah.
That's the benefactor to the city there, right?
I got a big backyard.
Holy shit.
I got a big front yard.
Holy shit.
I got a tree swing in the front yard.
Holy shit.
I have a fire pit. Beautiful house.
You're moving on up like the Jeffersons. I like that shit. But you say you got a kid, so you married?
Yeah.
Well, that's not the first marriage I broke up, so whatever. That's great.
What are you saying?
I'm getting to try to get in there. I've been watching The Secret. You know, I need to, you know, it's not a coincidence that I'm here. Right. I watched a Tonight Show set. That shit was really funny.
Oh, thank you
that
very
shit
much.
Was really funny.
That was great.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And so I said, you know what? I want to go back on the You Know What Dudes podcast.
That
and then I
like,
got that call from this producer here.
Yeah.
That set was like banging Mauricio. It was fucking hard from start to finish. Bang, bang, bang.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ride the whole time.
Your experience.
That's
crazy. I like him. He's crazy.
Have you? So you've seen him on the, he's tried to hitch up before.
Well, I've been listening to the show.
Right.
I've been listening to, I'm a fan of Bobby Kelly. You know that. I've been following Bobby Kelly a long time.
I wish I was at hair and you were just stroking me the whole time. What's up?
That shit is creepy. You listen. You need to have some rules in life. I don't know if you read the Bible. Man cannot live on bread alone and shit. You need some rules. And this motherfucker got no rules. He's Lucifer. He's from the devil.
That's outlaw, baby.
He chaos. He like the Joker from Batman. I don't like to. He's dangerous. I don't play with that shit.
Why so serious?
Exactly, right there.
All right, so let's go. Let's introduce the show today. We have a couple guys that are late. They're stuck on the train. But we have Ian Fine Dance.
That's right.
It's Dance, apparently.
Dance, yeah.
And what I was saying before, I almost did it. If the show was yesterday, thank God for the snowstorm, I wouldn't have made it yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
I was sick.
Oh, I got you this medicine.
What?
It's homeopathic.
Oh, great.
I'm being dead serious.
She's such a hippie. What do I do?
Okay, you open this and put it on your tongue. Ass.
What?
You put it on your tongue.
Like a fucking...
That's ecstasy. You tried to give it Molly?
It's Molly.
That's right.
It makes you feel so good.
What is it?
It's Molly that you're going to trip.
Wait, you want some?
Yeah. Wait, are those mine?
Yeah.
No, those are mine.
Sorry.
Are you sick?
I feel one coming on. I was sick. I had like a 24-hour bug.
Well,
New Year's Eve.
Stop swallowing.
Something else. Yeah.
Exactly. So what do I do?
Okay,
I take
just
this?
Pour all of it under your tongue.
What is it?
It's like little sugar, tastes like sugar crystals.
Oh, I like that. That's that shit. Where you from originally?
Jersey.
Jersey. Oh, I thought that was like some New Hampshire. That sounds like a New Hampshire remedy right there. Pour this, like, you know.
Heroin.
Yeah, this piece of this root that grows out there and pour it under your tongue and shit. Fixes everything.
And what is it? Who gave you this?
I've been taking it forever.
And it works?
Yeah.
What does it do?
I don't know.
It's sugar.
No. Don't chew on it.
I'm trying not to. It's hard.
It needs no help.
I'm a chubby guy. You put something sweet in my mouth, I want to chew it.
Just let it melt. Melt.
I'm doing a podcast.
He's talking.
You're the one who chose to put it on.
I didn't know it was like fucking nitrous oxide. What did I say?
Nitrous oxide.
This is terrible.
Is it what? Like Pop Rocks? Like,
no, it's
what's
like sugar.
Sugar? So it's not dissolving?
No, it's not dissolving.
What?
Is it sweet, though?
It's sweet.
It tastes like candy?
It doesn't matter. No. Just swallow it.
Let me get one of them shirts.
You want
just
one?
Just swallow
you
it.
One?
Yeah.
Just in case the cold comes on. It's chilly outside.
Yeah, but you can't take one and it happens. You need to take like three.
No, those are just in cases.
No, who not. Else is coming to the show?
We got Mike Vecchione.
Holy shit, he's funny too.
But wait a minute, and we have Dan Soda.
Holy shit, two funny people. I've been following comedy all the time. This career is going good here. Holy shit, Ian Fina, you lucky to be in the room with these motherfuckers tonight.
Yeah,
right there, Tonight Show, Sirius XM, and he lives with him, so he's doing good.
No, Mike's done the Tonight Show.
He did the Tonight Show when Jay Leno was doing that shit.
He's done it twice.
He did it twice.
Oh my!
Sit
God.
Next to me, motherfucker. Shit.
Yeah, he's done it twice.
Holy shit! Look at this. Make a sandwich out of me. I like.
Can
you
I say congratulations to Bobby first?
Oh yeah.
I saw you at Gotham, but you were eclipsed by your fans, and I didn't want to break in.
Right.
Yeah.
It's okay. When he told me the story. He did fans with air quotes.
I think he just did it in front of me too, but I was
no. They were around you. They were.
He just did the same thing.
Worshipping you.
With gravitational. Power.
I was doing a birthday party downstairs at Gotham. Ask me what I was. I was doing a birthday party.
How are you going to compliment me and diss me at the same time,
dude? I complimented you and shit on myself.
And diss me. You did air quotes with fans.
Absolutely. I think you're just looking for the insult.
I also because Mike's kind of out of breath because we were running here, now it's starting to sound like he's getting emotional. He's like, I was just saying, I was complimenting you while I was taking it away from me. Can I get a little more?
Who told me to run, Dan?
I sure as shit didn't.
Somebody smells like weed and shit.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's my perfume.
How you doing? I'm doing good.
I like your hair.
Thank you very much. I just rolled out of bed. That's why I got the sweatshirt on. Usually I would come all decked out, but it's shit. But I woke up at 12:30. I got here at 12:32.
What's up with your hair? Are you a villain in a fucking DC movie?
Yeah, I rolled out of the bed. I told Soder, like,
banged on the wall. He went, come on! And I was like, shut up! And then we got
the
here.
Fact that you guys still live together is just hilarious.
It's economically very responsible.
Oh,
that's what you got
for
do.
Both of us.
For him, not
yeah. For
you.
Me, you for me, it's great. Dan, you know,
you could have married Mauricio and been up in Westchester by now.
I would. love to.
Can we? I mean, I got my eyes on Bobby.
I like sleepy Mauricio face.
I just got out of bed. Still cute though.
He's got
still charisma.
She has pick her cousin up at the ER face.
That's right.
What you step on?
I just rolled out of bed, but my charisma's still there. I don't care. I don't even wear makeup most of the time. Hashtag no makeup. Come on, my charisma's always rolling around.
You do look good. I mean, even in the hoodie.
Thank you.
I thought you were going to come in the dress.
No, that's it. I mean, you know, it's the morning. I mean, I got Uggs on right now. I don't care. It's winter time. This ain't that dangle, that carrot time. That's the summertime when we show the skin. Right now, it's that Uggs, that sweatshirt, the sweatpants. I don't give a shit.
What do you mean, dangle the carrot?
Dangle that carrot. That's what we be doing. When you a girl, you be walking around dangling that carrot. That's it. To the men.
Right.
That's what we keep the whole motivation going for the civilization. That's what women do.
I mean, there really is not a better feel. Yeah, she's absolutely correct.
That's right. That's why you go to those countries where they don't dangle that carrot. The economy is not good. Those countries is backwards and shit because those women ain't dangling that carrot. They not showing that skin.
What countries?
In the Middle East there. When they all covered up, they got the stormtrooper outfit.
That is Sharia law. You cannot dangle carrot.
Do not dangle that carrot.
You shall die. Cut off your hand. Can I do this?
Yeah, you can do it. Yeah. That's called the Giannis.
I know. Giannis used to do this.
Yes.
That motherfucker got engaged. You saw that?
I did.
Did he do it?
He did that shit on his Instagram. I'm following him.
He also did it in the most Giannis way possible. It was the most Brooklyn.
Cheesy shit.
Yo, the girl asked me the girl said yes.
Probably like that. He don't have a lot of class, that motherfucker.
Surprised it wasn't at a Yankee game on the big screen.
Bring up Giannis's page. Wait a minute. How did Giannis do it?
I don't know how he did it. I don't follow his life. I got my own life. I just thought on Instagram. Probably some cheesy shit, though.
Bobby's like an FBI agent trying to investigate. He's like, so would you say that you know how he did it? I think it's on Instagram.
He needs to go to his Instagram.
Now he's on Instagram. Did he do it on Christmas?
It looks like he did it in front of the tree, yeah.
In front of the tree?
That's what it looked like in the picture. She's kneeling down there. That's what all I see was. Yeah, she did it in front of the tree.
Oh, my God. Scroll down.
If you scroll really fast on Giannis's page, he looks like a very progressive hairdresser. Like, faster.
There it is.
There's the kill shot.
There it is. Wow. Look at that. Wow.
Giannis.
Now, whose house is that? Hopefully.
I don't know whose house that is.
Look at these pillows.
That's definitely not his house. I'll tell you that shit.
That's a scene from my Big Fat Greek Wedding.
That's great.
Sorry. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll be here all week.
No, so just, that's it. He did today. Something. Yeah.
All it says is, it's a go.
What did he post really, as his comment there? For? It's a go? Really? I mean, shit.
It's a go.
Like he's launching fucking jets off an aircraft carrier.
Exactly.
It's a go. It's a go. We got to bomb them.
It's like it's a movie poster or some shit.
Go. Yeah.
Come on. Put a description there. People want to know what happened.
I wonder if he wrapped the present or if it was in one of those gaudy Christmas bags. You know when people don't care about your present and they just put it in a bag?
Just paper in there?
Yeah. They don't want to wrap it?
Yeah.
No, I think he wrapped. There's some type of wrapping.
Mm. He probably did like a...
She's going to cover those shoulders.
Just looking at it.
What
do you think he did?
I'm looking at it. He probably did like a... Looks like he did like a... If he did it like this, that's classic. He probably
if you were him, what would you do?
If I was him, this is what you do. If you're listening, this is how you do it if you do it on Christmas Eve.
Uh-huh.
All right? You get a decoy gift, but you don't want that gift to be too shitty.
Okay.
Because then it's obvious. You want it to be a good gift, but not too good.
You don't want it to be like a lollipop.
That's right.
You want it to be like a bag.
That's exactly right.
Or some type of other piece of jewelry. Or some shoes.
To get him off the trail.
See?
So now, this
is an adult. Oh, that's an adult.
Yeah, he also looks like a hot air balloon pilot with that scarf on right now.
If you don't write that down, you're fired. You're literally fired.
I mean, you couldn't look more like an air balloon pilot.
I have this on. I love that you didn't make it a pilot because I'm chubby. You made it a hot air balloon pilot.
Yeah.
Listen. Here we go.
Struggling to get off the ground.
So I want to let you guys know if you have a problem with heights, just grab onto the basket as we go up.
I don't know how this turned into a Dane Cook bit.
I'm Act Out Central, baby. Showtime! Dan Showtime Soder.
Dan is coffeed up, by the way.
This is good. I love it.
Dan is dunkin'd up.
We love Coke Dan.
Coke Dan? Ooh. Coke Dan don't do no voices. Oh, dude, Coke Dan will start his own podcast right now called What's Your Fucking Problem? Yeah,
and Lewis will fucking put it on.
Hell yeah, bro. That's my hitman. That's my dog. That's my dog for life, Coke Dan! I'm fading. I gotta go piss. I took 20 pisses the last time I was on this.
That was insane.
Do you understand that was one of the worst hangovers I've ever had on any substance?
Why?
Because I did mushrooms and Molly.
That day?
The night before. I didn't sleep the night before.
We called Dan the chemist. Back at the house.
Yeah, I put on a lab coat.
Who's
and get
you.
Mike and his painting of himself in our living room.
And nobody comes over to the Dan and Mike house.
I want to severely disagree with you on that. It's a great place to watch professional wrestling pay-per-views.
Yep.
Anthony DeVito is our new neighbor. Lives legitimately next door to us.
I'm so sorry. I've never been invited over, so I would think
you have always had an open invite.
You ain't going there.
That's my line. When I say to people, the open invite thing is me.
Guess what?
And I got it out first.
I know what open invite means. It means you don't fucking get the invite.
You always have an open invite.
Good, I'm going to show up.
Dude, do it.
Dude, I have to
come
know.
And hang with
you. You can come and we can talk about our tonight shows.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I'm too underground. All I do is Conan.
I'm so underground, I don't even do those.
Yeah.
Ian is
one of my favorite people to bump in because depending on what he's wearing, it's just a range of things where he can look like a successful movie producer.
Yeah, or an iron worker.
Yeah. He really does. He's got character actor face.
That's right.
Where you look at Ian and you're like, I know this guy from something.
He really is background in any movie.
Yeah. It's great.
I get stopped all the time. I just agree with whatever they throw at me.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you produce Nirvana's second album?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
That was me.
Yeah, Steve Albini. Good to see you.
Oh,
I got
shellac.
Well, I did get a little sick. I went home for Christmas. First of all, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy
Christmas.
New Year to all
Happy
of you.
Year. Happy New Year. Year.
Happy New Year.
New Year.
I had to go home. I bought my mother a fridge.
Hey!
That's nice.
But my wife is a nickel chaser. You all right, Mauricio?
What's that? I'm listening
is that
to
racist?
Your story.
I don't know.
You jump out.
No, that's like the least racist
is it?
Way of saying she's a Jew.
She's a Jew.
No, that's not true. A nickel chaser does not mean
that's
you're Jewish.
That's why I felt like that.
Yeah.
Nickel chaser does not mean you're Jewish.
Let's get Modi on the phone. Modi?
That's penny grabber.
Oh.
Penny grabber's different. She chases that money. She likes that money.
She likes to save money.
Who doesn't? That's nice. It's all about money.
Mauricio,
that's what he's doing living with him. Saving that money, right?
A lot
of it. Saving up.
Saving tons of it.
That's right.
Should be fucking paying his rent. That's what I think.
I don't know. Let's not put that on the table.
I think
let's dive into that discussion.
It's quality, bro.
Please tell me you don't pay even rent.
No.
No.
You pay more.
Yeah.
But you have
a bigger room.
I have a bigger room with
all
a window.
Right,
and a finally got a window.
No, I get defensive.
You know all those, that 7 years I lived in a room without a window.
You lived in his room.
No. I lived in a fucking closet.
Who lives in your room?
He did. He's lived in his room the whole time.
Yeah.
You have no window?
No, I have a window, bro. It's pretty sweet.
We have two. I'm not going to lie, it is a pretty sweet window. I'm kind of jealous of it. The view's awesome. We have two and a half.
What's the view of?
Two and a half windows?
It's just a,
we have two. Yeah.
It's an abandoned courtyard.
That we're not allowed in.
That we're not allowed.
And the lady below us does never go into, so it's just like years of sadness all piled into one courtyard.
Right.
So is she on the first floor?
She's on the she's in the basement, but she has access to the backyard. We're on the first floor, so
now,
we look right at it.
Is she old?
Yeah.
Okay, is she going to go soon?
I don't know. She's Spanish, so she could go, you know.
Yeah, give her
and there was a Spanish person there, and
she'll
lose a couple fingers first.
Put this under her tongue.
What is it?
Just pour this under
her
tongue.
Why do you have poison in your studio?
I don't know. Gabby gave me that.
They like living together, though, right?
I don't know.
You guys are good friends. I understand.
Yeah. It's
fuck
great.
Yeah.
Good
That's
friends.
Fun.
It's the
great.
Perfect living situation.
Yes.
Yeah. We nailed it.
Yeah. We really did.
Really?
He's my common law husband.
Yeah.
He's my man.
That's
have you guys seen each other naked?
No.
No.
Just topless.
Never.
No.
Never. Uh-uh. Why?
Because there's a bathroom door that we close?
Yeah.
Where you guys live?
Yeah, cool. I don't know. I live in a steam room at fucking Equinox.
What are you, Lewis?
Yeah. Like, I got to show my dick to my roommate. Yeah. That's how I let him know who I am.
You know, New York City is one of the only cities, probably the only city, though, that you would see a living situation like that, and they doing good. Because they're not doing good. Yeah. You well, know, they living like they're not doing good, but they doing good.
When I dated that wealthy
one's
girl.
One's living up to par. The other one's downplaying it a little.
He's downplaying it a little bit.
Well, I mean, look.
What are you, a socialist or some shit? You feel guilty about doing good?
No. Not at all. I want to save money for my other family members.
Right. What's your other family? How many?
My mom and my grandma.
So you have two people.
Your grandmom's still alive?
Fucking A. I'm 90 shit. Years old. Rocking.
Can you guys Holy ask me? Shit. I'm saving money for rent.
Mike,
I'm saving money to pay the rent.
I love that he's saving money for somebody who's 90. When are you going to give it to her?
No, I'm saying I give her.
Maybe you should hurry up.
That's the carrot I dangle. I go, Nana, you make it to 91. I'll give you $500.
That's a king's ransom.
You're a good person.
Tell you give it to her in a fortnight.
I go,
sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that was. You I felt that it. Was good.
No, you went for it.
Where's the bomb bandana?
I don't know.
That's
did Lewis suggest
it? Legitimate yeah. Game of Thrones comment.
Yeah, you went for it. That's it. He All went right, for right, it. We'll he for dove it. In like this head first.
I'll tell you this. You got off easy on that one, Mike.
So you a really good person.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no, you are.
No,
you a really good person.
No.
Wait, you know what? Can I say something? Mauricio, I have a wife. I'm married.
You're an adult.
I'm an adult, but he's waiting for the right person.
He's still single.
Yeah.
Where are you going to move when you do get a place?
I'd like to move into what? Manhattan.
You don't want to move to Westchester?
Eventually. I'd love to move to Westchester. Yes.
He's stepping up. Tarrytown. It's like the game of Frogger. He's safe. And then he gets to the next level.
That's exactly what it is.
My hand to Westchester.
Yeah.
And when Dan does that, I'm going to move to Flushing. Thanks for asking.
He's going to get an in-law apartment.
Yeah, Mike's going to get an outer borough where they just keep taxi cabs they don't use.
He's going to move to that old lady's basement. Just turn into her.
I'm going to get to take a bus to a train.
I go, Mike lives in Ozone Park now.
You're going to have to go through a factory to get to Mike's apartment. Yeah.
I go, Mike, did they used to make siding here? And he goes, they did. I live with this 53-year-old Honduran.
He's only here three times a week.
He always smells like burnt steel. I'm not. This is a great living situation. We're close to the airport.
Oh,
our apartment's big.
Oh, boy.
And close to each other emotionally. So
hell
that
yeah.
Helps.
There's
business
very little,
is tough.
There's only one wall physically between us.
Yeah.
There's nothing emotional.
What's that wall?
What's the wall that separates our bedroom?
Yeah, that's it. So your bedrooms are next to each other?
Yeah.
So it's a small apartment.
Okay. I think it's very nice.
Do you have
it's
a big living room?
Yeah, very
yeah.
big.
Yeah.
You have TVs
really
in your
spacious.
Do you have TVs?
Really spacious.
Do you say goodnight to each other every night?
Yeah.
That's cute.
So you basically live...
But in a manly way. It's like, I'll see you tomorrow, dog.
I go, don't fucking shut up. I go, sleep tight. That's how I had it at the end. That's how I had it at the end. He goes, all right, night, bro. I go, shut up, you stupid bitch. Fight you. Sit tight.
Mauricio, where do you live?
I live in the Lower East Side. That's it. I was just about to say, he lives like a Mexican, sending money home to his family.
I do.
That's nice.
Yes, my
looks
mom.
Like an immigrant.
I got my mom in Colorado, and she is a nanny, and she no work no more, so I send her
is
money.
Is your mother a nanny?
Yeah. And what's
Mine
funny
too.
Is, really?
Yeah.
What sucks is when the family that my mom nannies, when the parents caught up to my age, like the dad's 35 and I'm 34, and he's like a top optometrist in Denver, and she has a 12-year-old son, and my mom's like, so you met anybody? I'm all, no, Trish. No, I haven't. And I know that you're watching
damn.
A 12-year-old.
Fuck that. You're on Billions.
You're on Billions.
Yeah. Stop. Billions. I'm going to give you this right now. You're on Billions. One of the funniest guys walking.
Thanks.
You have a successful radio show.
Thanks.
You're making money hand over fist.
I just put a fucking new water heater in her apartment. Little respect. I didn't give her a grand
son. Did Mike install it?
But I gave her that.
That's how you know. Everybody
missed that shit.
Yeah.
Well, I said, did Mike install it?
Yeah.
He looked like he installed shit.
I sent Mike over to make sure it's done right.
Yeah, save myself $50.
Yeah, I go, Mike's pretty good, Mom. You got that Allen Ranch?
He said, I just bought my mother a hot water heater. 800 tops.
It was.
He said it like he gave her a fucking new Maybach or something.
Yeah. It was 850.
I just bought her a new hot water heater.
I go, hey, this is how much I treat this woman like a queen. Just got her a fresh set of ice trays.
How old are you?
34.
He's still young.
Yeah.
Well, he's still young. Not too young.
Yeah.
How old is this crazy motherfucker over here?
Ian's
30.
Yeah,
I just turned 33 on the 31st.
Yeah, they're still young. How old are you?
I'm 45.
That's right. You need
are
to,
you really?
Yeah.
45 years old.
That's great.
Thanks, Bobby.
Did that come out?
I appreciate it.
That, you know what? I don't ever know why he would take it as a slight, because whenever I realize that, and I've seen him with his shirt off, I'm like, you're 45.
Yeah, vitamin supplements,
jacked.
Bro.
You've seen I'm him with 34, and I'm like, ugh. I look at him, I'm like, 45?
Gabby, can you stop staring at the side of Dan's head, please?
He's talking, and I'm listening to him.
Yeah, but the whole show, you've been staring at it.
It's almost too attentive. Well, too I was going to say something. I was going
to
say something.
What else is he supposed to look at?
Ian has a very good point.
Is she single? Hold up. Is she single?
What are you opening?
Because she's blushing.
I'm just browsing.
She's blushing as shit. Is she single?
I think she's got a point. Dan's easy on the eyes.
Is she single?
Gary.
Look at him. He's a prince. I can't listen to him talk.
She fucking
a prince. You're both princes.
What the fuck? I thought I was a prince.
I forbid
you're both
it, princes. By the way.
I know you do.
Two princes can't be wrong.
You guys are missing.
She is a princess.
You guys
understand?
All right.
She's a fucking...
About to raid your kingdom.
We like the spin doctors.
We'll see you out there.
It'd be funny if she's over at Gas Digital.
Yeah. She's like, Lewis, welcome to my new podcast, Gabbing It Up.
You know, Yeah. Dude, Bob, you got to promote this. This is the next
thing. Bobby, I'm telling you, it's pretty great. It's like if a puppet came to life and had its own podcast.
Dude,
it's
like, we have one show that shames fat people, and we have Gabby's show that actually helps fat people. She just says good things.
It's pretty crazy.
And then we have Mike D and Vecchio, and you motherfuckers... You had a podcast here.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, dude, I had to listen to all that fucking drama. You got to pick up your phone, bro. You blew it. You blew it.
I blew it. How'd I blow it?
You blew it.
Let's not
and I'm a third party.
Real.
How'd I blow it?
You blew it. They were so excited to do a podcast on your network.
How did we blow it?
You guys didn't call them back.
Who didn't call them back?
You were Rob Sprantz.
Rob.
Is that really what happened?
Swear to
no,
God.
We were dealing with Rob, but I love Rob, but it was like we couldn't get the contract for like months and months and months.
Why?
And then I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I see. I watched all this third person.
Why would you call me?
Because we weren't dealing with you from the start. I just thought you were busy with other stuff. I thought it was Rob was a guy.
You're my fucking...
I'm not throwing Rob under the bus, but it's just
listen.
And Mike says that as you just hear.
Make sure
this is pulling away. Oh, Rob was under there.
But we needed like a producer too. Like none of us could do any of the technical stuff. But not from what.
What?
Not from what Rob said.
Buddy, we get you, producer. What are you talking about?
That's not what we talked about.
I think what you want, from what I remember, is that you wanted Lauren, but Lauren couldn't do it. Like, Lauren didn't want to do it. We were phasing, Lauren wanted to phase out of stuff.
She wanted to be a housewife,
She wanted to phase out, but before she wanted to do it. She did want to do it.
Yeah, but we could have got you a producer, absolutely.
I just want to say, as Mike's husband, I was greatly affected by this because I felt like I was in the middle. Where do I go?
No.
Why wouldn't you call? I'm your direct link.
No. I figured you weren't the guy weren't the guy dealing with it. Rob was dealing with it.
Shut up. Before you
see, this is why.
You don't know Rob. You know me. You know me.
Okay, I know.
Why wouldn't you go to me?
But I also know you're very busy, and you seriously, you're busy with your own shit.
You know who's busy?
So I thought, okay, Rob is the guy to go to on this. So
Steven
Rob is the go-to
Spielberg
guy.
Spielberg is busy. I am not busy.
You're doing real good. No, I saw your website. You are busy.
I'm looking.
Comics, Mohegan Sun, Bananas. You're doing good.
If you're a comedian, right, even if I'm busy, you know that Saturday I'm doing nothing. You know that Friday after 10 o'clock after radio, I'm going back to a hotel to have a free breakfast and to jerk off. You know my schedule. Because my schedule is your schedule.
Yeah,
and his schedule thing. And her schedule.
But
her
Bobby,
schedule.
I think what Mike's trying to say is like he never even talked to you about the podcast.
We never had this
so
thing
there was
going.
Never, it was never a thing of like, let me call him, refer to him. So
Bobby, you have a problem with something. You're my friend.
Right.
Right? Right?
Yeah, but I was not dealing with you the entire time. You were like, I was dealing with Rob the entire
you
time.
You could have dealt with me at any point and said, dude, your fucking boy, he's cool, but what's going on? And we would have fucking took care of it.
We need Lewis to call him right now.
I heard
start
that,
a
this
war.
Is what I heard.
Okay, here we go.
I heard that you guys weren't going to do the podcast. You changed your mind.
Mm.
That's what I heard.
That's not true.
I heard you guys, Mike D or Chris D, something happened. You're going to change your mind. You weren't going to do the podcast. And you know, blah, 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 blah. Like, you guys didn't want to do it anymore.
I heard that, too. Mm-hmm. I heard he was too busy doing Baywatch Boys, which you can watch on YouTube.
Oh, that is very, that's a very, very fun funny. Web series. Yeah.
Very
I love
funny.
It. Very
Him
funny.
And Giannis Papas.
I'm obsessed with the use of the word hyena now.
Hyenas, yeah.
I think it's hilarious. And
I say cuzzy-wuzzy.
Cuzzy-wuzzy, cuzzo.
All the time.
That's right. They got a good thing going, those two. They need it. Their career's not going that good.
Career's going great, both of them.
We're not sidetracking Dan.
Oh, dude, I'll jump right
in. I tried to sidetrack. I'm trying to make it funny.
I got a piece of information that I'm holding
on to. So, Ian, what's, really? What did you have sex with last
What is it?
What is it?
Sorry.
What is it, bitch?
If my man ain't talking about it, I ain't talking about
what's
it.
What's the piece
I'll
of
scratch
information?
Your eyes out.
No, I don't know what the, I don't know what's going on in that guy's head. He's a great
Whoa, guy. That's another big head reference. I'll clear this whole room out.
Why don't we ask Abby? She's staring at it.
Y'all.
Her name's Gabby.
Gabby, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Gabby was drooling. Gabby was blushing and drooling. Because I was too when he was talking about taking care of his mother and his family members. That's he's
my,
marriage material right
my
there.
Mom,
how
like,
crazy would that? I'm talking to the girls in the room for a second. How classy and how cute was that shit?
My mom and my abuela cute. Are it's the cute. Most important people to me in the world.
Dan, I like to send the money the back. Nicest. I know that
Robert, I don't know what you're talking
he's
about.
He's a good
Marisa,
person.
Thank you.
He's a good person. Listen. She knows that shit. I'm telling you, her pussy was feeling that shit. Hey, that shit started getting squishy.
Listen, Bobby.
Squishy.
That's right.
Trying to shit on me.
Are you telling? He's living in that apartment by choice to take care of his family and his friend.
Listen to the woman, despicable
that's
me.
Right. She was sitting there like this. She was dreamy-eyed and shit. I saw her. She was dreamy-eyed. Like she was watching an NSYNC concert as 12 years old. She was dreamy-eyed.
Maurice, can I say he wasn't taking care of me? I pay my own bills, my friend.
Well, you know, but I mean, just being there.
But he
helpful.
Pays half of your bills.
Yeah,
you
the half that he fucking
pay,
lives in.
Yeah, because he installs
but
he
you don't pay full bills.
No, I don't pay full bills. That's
yeah,
that's
split,
having a roommate
yeah,
is
split
about.
The bills.
Yeah, he pays full bills.
No, what?
You pay half your bills and your mom's bills.
Oh, I don't pay all my mom's bills. I pay
but
half
you pay,
my mom's
if
bills.
You add, but half and half makes a full. Am I right? One half
sure. oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
another half makes a full.
Well, then what's the other third of my grandma's bills?
You pay full bills. So you pay full and a half.
Actually, I pay two because I pay full grandma's bills.
A full grandma's bills, half your bills, half boys. You just pay half bills.
What are you, his accountant? Stop getting into his
money.
Do you know how bad of an accountant he would be?
I mean,
you can write it all off, Dan. You can write everything off, Dan. Write it off. What is that? Write it off, Dan.
We're not getting into his business. He's doing what he's doing.
I'm telling you right now. I heard that you wanted a certain producer, couldn't get it, couldn't make it happen, and then you guys were like, we're not going to do
it. And I'll tell you, that wasn't what it is at all, as someone that wasn't involved at all, but heard.
I'm looking at the guy.
Right.
Yeah, but
thanks
I know.
Thanks for your fucking backup.
Because I know he's not going to say the real reason.
What I got it was like kind of like, you can use the studio during the times when it's not being used. We cannot get you a producer, so you're going to have to learn the system yourself, and you have to go in and do it. And I'm like, and after Lauren dropped, because Lauren was part of the show, she was doing, then it was like, okay, we're just rudderless now. We're basically rudderless. We cannot just go in. We can't figure it out. We just need somebody who's a point producer on the spot to go in and do it.
All right.
Is that the real reason?
Are you happy?
That was the real reason.
Are you happy at Gas Digital?
Yeah.
I think that's all that matters. Because Gas Digital is a fine.
But I don't want you to feel disrespected because we weren't dealing with you from the start.
Well, you could always call me, but I mean, of course you can call me. You're a friend of mine,
right?
Why wouldn't you call me? Why would you think you couldn't call?
Because you weren't the point guy on it, Bobby.
Buddy,
it was like
stop with the point guy shit. It's half my network. I'm the fucking point guy. Whether you want
I didn't know that.
What do you mean? It's my fucking network with Rob, so I'm always the fucking point guy.
Yeah, but.
No buts. You got a problem, and you can't. You're not feeling right. You call me, and if I look, I'm gonna back my partner up. If you know, whatever. You know, I'm not gonna.
Bobby, back of the monitor.
I would never throw Rob under the bus like you. But
I didn't throw him under the bus. I'm just letting you know what happened. I like Rob a lot.
No, of course.
But I did send him emails, and
it was a very confusing time. To be honest with you, at that time, we like I said, we don't charge a money fee. For the network, you know, like you have to, what's it called?
Subscription fee.
Subscription. So this build is just a lot slower. But as far as, the studio, blah, 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 you know, we have to go slow. But there was probably a reason behind it. But as long as you're happy, I'm just busting your balls. As long as you got a producer and you're over there and you're happy. I love Ralph and Lewis, too. They have a They have good shows and they treat their shows right, right?
Don't
they
you
pay
have a,
you, right?
Mauricio, don't.
Yeah, we, yeah. I have a,
we
I
haven't launched yet. We're launching with Mauricio.
Yeah, but I've been doing it over there. We already been doing it.
They got
but,
three shows launching, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The, what's the three shows launching?
The Lisa Ann Experience.
Four shows.
Who's Lisa Ann?
Porn star.
Porn star.
And fantasy football expert.
They have a porn star
what?
Podcast?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't they just say on Legion of Skanks that porn star shit is horse shit?
I don't know. Huh. But that sounds like something that might have been said on Legion of Skanks.
Lewis said that.
Like, Lewis says a lot of stuff and then doesn't.
Bring up the three shows.
I would never do a podcast.
Four new shows, I guess.
Dude. Yeah, one time Lewis was like, dude, honestly, I've never felt better than how I feel right now. I go to the bathroom, I come back, he and Dave are fighting, and he goes, I'm staying in Philadelphia, leave without me.
That's so great.
You left him in Philly?
Yeah, they got in a fight.
Who, Dave and?
Dave and Lewis. It was
oh, they haven't launched him yet.
Dave Smith,
no, it's not
he has
the site
his
yet.
Show.
Yeah, no, I saw a thing about it, didn't I?
Yeah, they just put it on Instagram.
Yeah. Oh, go to Gas Digital Instagram then.
Yeah. Well, everybody's happy over there. I spoke to Mike and Chris, and they said they're really happy over there.
Good.
And they happy, you know.
Yeah, it's funny.
You mean Mike over there is really funny. Mike right here, yeah.
Oh, there it is. No disrespect.
Although I feel a lot of tension in the room over this Riotcast Guys Digital beef.
I mean, no,
I just went the SiriusXM route. Hi, Dan Soder from the bottom.
She's a porn star?
If Sirius gave me a show, I'd quit this whole fucking... I'd be gone. I'd be fucking out of this business in 2 seconds. She's a porn star?
Yeah. She's a friend of mine. She's very nice. She's a retired porn star. Yeah.
You're what all these porn stars? How do you know all these porn stars?
I met her doing, actually, Glory Hole.
What?
Riotcast. Yeah, Glory Hole. Yeah. That really did, yeah. That was
I met her
terrible.
At a Glory Hole.
Rob Sprance's old. He changed it to... What did he change the name of the podcast to? Bobby.
Hole. The Hole.
There
yeah,
go.
Because you couldn't promote it.
Yeah.
You can't promote on any news or any. I was on Fox News once, and I was
like,
yeah,
a gay bar.
Go to Glory Hole. They were like, we can't say that.
You're they go,
that.
Honey, we're going to be at the Glory Hole. Get it, Mr. Sister.
23rd and 8.
Yeah, my bae.
Did you just put a dip?
Nah, it's, you know.
Oh, the snooze.
What's wrong?
It's just a little something. I put it in. I thought it was the moment nobody
walls
was paying attention.
Walls are crumbling!
You're always on camera, baby.
Yeah, I put a little lip gloss on it.
That's what I was hoping you were going to say that.
I put a little lip gloss. That's all. All
right, baby.
So you know disrespect? That's really Italian. You two Italians,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're going to be, it's you and then, what, Sebastian Maniscalco got one.
But let's look up at the top. We got Giannis Pappas presents the...
The Rigorous Podcast with Mauricio Rodriguez.
The Rigorous Podcast, he's so producing it. That's why Giannis is in there. He put a little money behind that shit.
Really?
Oh, yeah, but it's me, Angelo Lozada, and Shannon Lee Haya. We've been doing that shit for a couple months already. We got a following going and all that shit. It's hot as shit.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. We already did a fundraiser.
How did you not launch then? Did you launch already?
Well, he just said start doing it because he knew that you know there was fan bases already there.
But did you release the episodes?
Oh yeah, they've been going up. Oh, yeah, they out there. They just haven't been on the Guys Digital Network.
Oh, I
just been using the studio. And then this crazy motherfucker, that animal over there, Mr. Panos, also
what's
has
up with him?
He got a podcast too.
Is he funny?
I don't
very
like that
funny.
Motherfucker. He's not funny to me. He's crazy. He's discriminatory. He racist. He nationally. I don't like that shit. He's not open-minded at all. He calls me the creature thing. I don't like
what?
He calls me the creature. Yeah, he called me a creature thing. I don't like
why?
That shit. I punch that motherfucker right in his face. I don't shit. I go to his restaurant all the time and shit. I throw french fries on the floor. I don't care. On purpose, I be throwing french fries on the floor. Trying to kick me out. I said, I got my rights. I'm American. I can stay right here. I didn't break any laws. I just dropped the french fries. Shit, you can't be kicking me. Out
for
that shit.
You did a fundraiser for Puerto Rico?
For Puerto Rico. We raised a lot of money. $5,000 we sent to Ricky Martin's charity. I hope that shit doesn't go to his Speedo collection because Ricky Martin be wearing a lot of Speedos if you follow him on Instagram. It's such a sad story that he's gay because he's such a cutie.
Why is it sad that he's gay?
Because he's so hot.
So why wouldn't you like that?
Is this a literal podcast? I can't say fucking facetious shit anymore. I mean, I don't care what he's doing. Of course I support his gay Bobby
woman.
Kelly. I'm just saying, if he was straight, I could be dreaming
he's
about
gay.
Him.
He's gay. He's not going to be into
that's
her.
That's it. I don't even
woman.
Know what to think about him over here.
What do you mean?
Why?
Because he likes everything. He'll fuck anybody.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Not none of you.
I know you find me attractive because he been hitting, he been emailing me for years.
From different email accounts.
For years. To Hotmail, Gmail, Yahoo, trying to pretend
AOL?
To be some AOL, everything. Pretending to be somebody else. I know it's him because I could tell by his filthy mouth and his dirty talk.
Why? What is he? What is he saying?
He be like, I want to get up in the ass pussy shit. You so cute. Marisa, wrap me in your charisma like a blanket.
What a poetic way to hit on someone online.
I know.
Well, that's how I know he's crazy because one sense he says something poetic and then the next one he talking about he got his dick in his hand ready to go like a machine gun. Let me shoot it.
Well, then don't dangle that carrot, baby.
I be dangling that carrot. Yeah. You right.
Ian really does have like the energy to like talk properly like women of the street or whatever. He goes, baby, 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 listen, I'll be right back.
Yeah, he really does have 1970s. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
He goes like this. You just be on a vinyl couch smoking a cigarette and he's like, oh, yeah, baby, we can go in the bedroom if you want to party.
He's the guy who owns a small production company.
Yeah. Every sentence he says should be letting out the last puff of smoke as he puts out a cigarette. He goes, well, it's just going to be what it's going to be, isn't it? Let's get in the bedroom. Have some fun.
He looked like Al Pacino's lawyer in that movie.
Yeah. Carlito's Way.
Sean Penn.
From Carlito's Way. That is.
He really does. He nails it.
Yeah. He's funny and talented, too. Yes, this very is a very
funny.
Talented dais you have here.
It's, yeah.
And
it
I don't know about her, but I know she loves Dan Soda. That's all I know.
And that's all right with me.
Her cheeks were rosy like Raggedy Ann when he was talking.
She's a comedian, too.
Oh, she's a comedian. You doing good?
I mean, that is Ian without the mustache.
I'm new.
Your career's doing good?
Ready?
It's doing all right.
Oh, so you was looking at him too, also because he's cute, but also because he danced soda. You knew about him when you started. Not networking, but you're looking up like, he's funny. I like his shit.
Dude, Sean Penn from Carlito's Way is so ugly.
I don't think.
Hey, stop it.
This one kind
of. I think you look great.
There.
Yeah.
I'm non-traditionally handsome.
And you have confidence. That's what makes you, and your hair isn't, you're balding, but you're not bald.
No.
You got a bunch of hair. You got this mustache. You got this big nose.
You're making it feel worse.
He dresses
worse,
really cool. Mm-hmm. Like Ian, I really, and I mean that sincerely.
Oh, thank you, man.
Like I think Ian, I'll see dressed. I'm like, man, he's always dressed cool as shit.
His cool shoes. He's always wearing cool shoes.
All right,
shoes.
Now you're just picking
what
at straws.
Shoes? Come on.
What are you doing?
What shoes are you wearing?
LL Bean
Show us.
Boots.
LL Bean.
Yeah,
you bougie bitch.
These are like 6 years old, man. You get a pair.
LL Bean boots.
All these motherfuckers walk around. They're like, oh, my feet get wet. Never gotten wet in these things in a storm, rain, snow. LLbean.com.
Bring those back up again so
look,
I can get it.
Wait, Bobby tried
ocular.
To lift his leg. Hold on. He did it.
Oh, God.
Look at some shits.
These are, oh, God. I mean, dude, they're perfect.
I felt that in my belly button.
Yeah, did you? I saw you.
You just popped your hip out?
Yeah. It looked like he was trying to lift it with ankle weights on.
What?
Like you was lifting your leg, it looked like you had ankle weights on. The strain in your face was visible.
Well, last time we were on the show, we had that fucking fight.
Wait, that was the last episode you did?
No, two. No,
two.
Oh, okay. Jesus.
Yeah.
Last time I saw you.
Oh, you had a fight with him too? You be fighting with everybody, Bobby Kane. No, you from
Boston? No, it wasn't Bobby.
Oh,
First of all,
you from Boston? You angry? Oh yeah, you always
have
right.
a fight.
You're fighting.
I'm just fucking talking to him. I don't know what happened.
He made a business decision. He went with the more viable option. Shit, get over it. You didn't jump quick enough. He was with Chris DeStefano. They tried to do the Italian thing. Hey, two guys, don't disrespect us.
You know how those...
They tried to eat us separately, whatever. Neither one of them motherfuckers is really that Italian either.
Oh, you think they're faking it?
They're not faking it, but
Italian?
They ain't like Bensonhurst, get out of my neighborhood Italian. They're not like, get out of my neighborhood.
Chris is.
Not Chris.
Chris is.
He's
cute. You going to let him talk to you like that?
What are you trying to...
Hey, Ginzo. You going to let him do that to you?
Why are you going to call her or him?
Why you...
Yeah. Yo, not for nothing, bro. You're being mad disrespectful to people.
Him or her?
You said
if there's
him.
Anyone in this room who's got their pronouns right, I would have thought it'd been you. I would have never thought he would look like that. He looked like somebody who would do discrimination against me.
He looks like...
Not you.
I've funded so many transition surgeries. I can mess up a pronoun.
That's it. Mike really does
go
look
ahead,
like
talk because I want to watch her blush. Go.
Mike really does look like he sticks to his pronouns that he learned.
That's right.
I'm gonna call him what's on his birth certificate. Is what I call him.
What I really have to talk about is the war on Christmas. Yeah. Now, I'm glad you guys brought it up.
He has the same name as me.
Yeah. I call him that. What did his father call him?
Mike. His name's Mike.
Michael. I call him Michael.
That's right.
Yeah. It's an archangel, by the way.
You from the middle of the country?
Yeah. Rust Belt.
Holy shit.
Youngstown, Ohio, baby, baby.
Bruce Springsteen shit right there.
And I was born in a Rust Belt town. Yeah, that's pretty much Vecchione's whole fucking life is a Springsteen song.
Springsteen and Power Clash.
Wrestling the mat with my shoulders against the ground.
He's American, really American.
I'm from Florida.
See her? You see her? I'm not. She can't hide it. She can't hide it.
Gabby can't hide it.
Holy like shit, she can't hide it.
Yeah. I start leaning into it.
Whoa.
Listen,
can't hide it. Hey. She's looking at him like a kid looks at a fire.
That's why I'm doing it.
Like
dude.
A child looks at a firefighter. That's how she's looking at it.
Dude, there's
she's
nothing.
Staring up at a hero.
Her face is red.
She's staring up at a hero.
Yep.
Two Christmases ago, I found out my mom has a fireman fetish because I was trying to get a.
How?
I was trying to find a like a hot pad to grab like a thing out of the oven, and I'm like. My mom's like, just grab a hot pad out of the, you know, the drawer with a minute. And I'm like, yeah, fine. I open it. It's just this sexy firefighter in suspenders. I'm like, Mom, what the fuck is this hot pad? And she goes, I like firefighters. And I'm like, oh. It was like the day before Christmas. I was like, nah, that's not what I want to learn this.
Yeah. Has your mom ever seen a picture of me?
No.
Yeah, I got first responder face.
My mom's like, do you want to switch places?
You really
you're paying half the rent. Might as well live in my place for a little bit, right?
You ever see Mike Vecchio walk out of a comedy club after doing a set holding a bag? It looks like he just fixed the boiler. Yeah.
He actually looks like he just made someone disappear downstairs.
Yeah. It looked like he just came up from the basement with a thumbs up. Like, it's good now. Oh, yeah. Just walk it out.
I wanted to do a whole Mike Vecchione calendar. I've seen him walk from his bedroom to the bathroom in an American towel shirtless.
He really does.
And he takes a knee. He takes a knee every time.
I do. And I go, deal with police brutality as he's going into the bathroom. It's pretty fun.
He has vigilante face.
Oh, he does. One time he was going to the gym and he has a gym bag and I go, hey, Mike, did you forget a picture of your enemy? He always looks like he's working out to go clean up the streets.
I love that he's so supportive. He's like, dude, this is a good one.
I said it. And we talk
about a lot of stuff in the living room.
That's our social circle.
We share.
They're supportive. Mm-hmm. Even on the train, they were probably like, all right, if Bobby brings up the podcast shit, this is what I'm going to say. They got each other's back like that.
I know. You know who's Dan's back he doesn't have?
Her.
Me.
That's not true at all. How's
Bobby
that possible?
Bobby floats off.
Bobby, look at Bobby. Look how serious
he
is.
No, he's not. He's looking at you because he's trying not to smile because he knows when he looks at me, he knows he's full of shit.
No, he's from Boston. He's serious. Oh, no. That's a serious offense in Boston.
You're hacking.
Yeah, that's Boston shit.
You let up. You dropped your hand. I saw. Look at your face.
I don't know if you've been watching.
Because he knows he's got nothing.
No, Bobby's a fucking good actor.
You know what I feel like? I feel like one of those mob guys where I go in and I go, yeah, you got nothing on me. They arrest me. You got nothing.
You from Boston. You take that shit serious. That's serious. He from Boston. He don't play. What? He don't play.
How did I not get your back?
You've never had my back on this podcast.
Not once. Never. I can't wait for you to make Gabby go through thousands of hours to prove that I'm right.
I don't want
to
do that.
She goes.
Come on.
First
Gabby,
of all,
hey.
She likes you more. She doesn't have my back when it comes to
but
you.
But then watch this, Bobby. I go, come on, Gabby. Just listen to a little bit.
Dan has never disrespected you. He don't disrespect
Gabby,
anybody. He's everyone's friend.
No. Thank you.
No, he's not.
That's why Mike can keep all
he's
my
secrets. He's still here. He came on the podcast. He's doing good. He didn't have to come here.
Listen.
I mean, he had to come here. He didn't have to come here. Mike Vecchio needs to promote his Guido podcast.
A little bit of ragu.
I mean, if anyone should be mad, it should be me. You haven't had me on this fucking podcast in 3 years.
Yeah.
And I'm fucking famous in this.
Very famous. The most famous person I know.
You really
That's
are.
It.
Listen.
But you've been discriminating against me and shit.
You know why? That Giannis Papas guy.
What does that have to do with me, Bobby Kelly?
Because he told me not to have you on his
What?
Oh,
he said that?
Because he
really?
Like,
he's jealous of my shit. That's why. He's jealous of my shit.
He's a little jealous.
Mauricio was the first famous person I've ever seen. Like, when I was waiting tables, I quoted Mauricio, and one of my fellow waiters was like, a Puerto Rican guy named Will, and he goes, oh, that's my bitch. He had like that deep Harvey Firestein voice. He goes, oh, you know Mauricio? That's my bitch. And I was at the computer. It was one of the greatest moments of my
life.
Somebody
show me your video before I even...
He was in the video.
I was in the music
video. I had a lot of comedians that's doing really good.
Joe List.
They doing... When I had them
Nate
in there, they was doing...
Nate was in it?
Nate
Alexandra?
Sergio with the dog.
Sergio was in there. Louis Katz was in there.
Yeah.
Graham K was in there.
Mark Norman?
Mark Norman was in a lot of, and back then, none of them was doing good.
No.
And now they're all doing good.
They were all at the Creek in the Cave.
Yep.
That right. was the only club that let them in.
That's right.
And as soon as they made it, they fucking told her to go fuck off and never went back to Creek in the Cave.
Not true at all. I was just at the Creek 2 weeks ago.
Dan Donkey stays loyal to
him. Yeah, but it was to play pinball.
Can I make a joke? Or do you have,
can I make a joke that I'm being fucking overly nice?
I make a joke and you go, not true.
I'm going to go to the bathroom and cut you up. Fucking law and order. We're doing a comedy show. I'm going to lose my voice.
Well, no, you got your scarf around to keep it warm. Oh, no. Don't double scarf up. Don't double scarf up, Frosty.
You guys need to be supportive of each other. You got
I'm
a community.
I'm supportive of all.
You're doing real good. He's doing real good. He's doing real good. She's doing real good. He's doing real good. Listen. Everybody's doing real good.
Wait a minute.
Let's back
up.
He's doing real good being here.
Listen.
I mean, who's this motherfucker?
First of all, this
Zach.
Is Zach.
The new guy.
Zach, the new guy. He is the fucking greatest. And he just had his finger chewed off by a fucking pit bull.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, shit. What part of the Bronx do you live in? Thank
you. Astoria, Queens.
Oh, hey.
Shit.
It's all relative.
Invite him over.
It's all
Isn't
relative.
That where Mr. Panos is from?
He is from there. Yeah, from Queens and there. But this motherfucker was just living in Astoria a couple months ago. Now he's hanging out with Dan Soda and Bobby Kelly.
I also like
his life is doing good.
Because of the monitor, he's like Wilson from Home Improvement. You only see his eyes every episode. Like, will we ever see Zach's full face?
Who's the guy sitting on the couch? Who's this? There's somebody just sitting here like a creep.
No,
standing
he's not
there.
A creep. He's a fan of the show.
Oh, how you doing, Connor?
We have people come in.
Stop
and
looking
sit
at
in.
My ass and shit. I feel your eyes on me, Connor.
What, do you think Connor's cute?
Very cute. What you do, Connor?
I work at a bar a block away.
All right. Nice talking to you.
Come on, Mauricio.
Mauricio, you go to happy
hour? I don't
hour?
Date anybody who works for tips. I'm not, you know, that's 92. I'm already moving on. You got to have a job. You got to wear at least a sweater to work. That's
what
it.
What do you do for work?
What do Mauricio? I do for work?
Yeah.
Charisma shit.
What's all right.
I got my podcast and shit. Uh-huh. I'm still sometimes a little bit on back pages. That's it.
Mauricio.
That's where you and me, you always popping up.
Yeah.
Has the new health insurance thing at all messed with you?
I got that Obamacare.
You
I got
do.
That Obamacare. Yeah, I'm on that health first shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to see a doctor that's in my neighborhood.
Your surgeries are covered.
I still have no hormone tests, though. You can see that.
Mm.
Yeah, so I have
how big a tits
are
you gonna
hormones?
Get?
Huh?
How big a tits?
I want something like medium size. Like, she got good. You lucky. That's not. I don't need something crazy.
Hers?
Yeah, she got nice ones.
A little, one more up.
Bobby's the guy at the fucking, where they're topping him off. He goes, a little bit more.
Nah, them shits don't hurt her back. She probably was an athlete in high school, right?
No.
You didn't do any athletics?
Nothing.
Were you
no
in
basketball?
No.
What did you do?
I did nothing. I just drank in basements.
You drank in basements.
That's
shit.
All right. I get it.
What that's the new theater.
What?
You weren't an artist or anything, or you weren't in anything?
I did music a little bit.
Music?
What
you
kind
sing?
Of music? Were you in band?
You can sing.
Yeah.
Oh, we sing something for us.
No. Yes. Come on.
Come
do
on.
It.
No.
Come
Why?
On. You're a comedian. Don't be shy. I'll sing first.
Sing a little something.
Take me. I sing some fucking freestyle
go,
right
go,
here.
Keep going.
Little Susie. Take me in your arms.
Ooh, all right.
And don't you let me go.
Uh-huh.
I need you more and more. I need you more. See, two motherfuckers who grew up in the 80s right here. That's it. From Boston, too. He grew up on the streets.
Now, would you be welcome in Boston?
Yeah, they love me in Boston.
Oh, really?
I've been out there.
Why? What does the fuck does that mean?
I just think it's a little hardcore.
What the fuck does that mean?
I think
my charisma supersedes all that shit.
Listen,
they don't care.
Funny's funny.
Yeah.
In Boston.
Is it?
Oh, right? I thought he meant just walking around town.
Yeah, I meant walking around town.
I walk around
everywhere. Yeah, you're going to get a break to the head?
Yeah. They do shit.
In Southie, kid?
Target practice for her.
They throw a fucking football at her head.
This guy, nah, they don't. The guy that they that's how they live, they discriminate, but then when they see me, my charisma supersedes all that shit. They find themselves attracted to me.
Oh, you want
my charisma is ubiquitous now. You see Cardi B out there? My shit is everywhere now. I'm the original. My shit is ubiquitous like the Christmas spirit. I'm everywhere. Seriously.
Do you think Cardi B bit off you?
She didn't bite off me. She's a real person, first off. But I mean, that's you know, that's New York City. That's how she talks. She's from up there. But I'm saying, did she watch me when she was a little girl? Probably. I mean, my charisma's everywhere. I was born in 2010 and shit. I'm 8 years old. My shit is the original. That's it. You know that shit. go to hashtag that shit on Instagram and shit. They'd like 300,000. That shit didn't even, they don't even know where that shit came from. It's just out there now. My shit is rigorous like that.
I love it. I love that there's so many people that just know that's it.
So when you go to Boston, they just love you.
They love me. We went to Laugh Boston. I went with Giannis Papas, Angelo Lazzaro. We did the show there. They love that shit. They come out.
Now we go. You can walk right in the south.
Right down the street. Matt Damon come right up to me, say hello. Ain't no problem. I got no problems. Marky Mark ain't trying to punch me like he did that Vietnamese dude.
I don't want to freak you out. I just want to tell you, you're very beautiful. I didn't mean to bother you. I just want to go across the street and tell you, I think you're a very lovely lady.
That's right.
Guys, new fucking impression.
What was that?
That was from the bonfire. That was Jay doing Robot Cars.
We've never heard it.
Oh, yeah. No, that was me and Jay doing Mark Wahlberg and Fred of Cars because he thinks it's Transformers.
That's a pretty good Mark Wahlberg.
He's got a high-pitched voice.
Yeah. He does.
It's very... No, people don't, you don't realize it. When I met
I would have stopped 9/11 if I was on the flight.
How?
That's what he said.
Oh.
He goes, that would have gone a lot differently if I was on the flight. You're like, would it have, Mark Wahlberg? 13 not trained Al Qaeda guy.
He talks him out of it.
I was going with the improv. I thought you were going to be him and then we keep going. But apparently you deny.
No, no. Yeah, I go in and out.
What the fuck?
I'm not the best.
Marita, do you go in and out?
Oh!
Transition mic on the podcast.
You'll be hearing hear a lot more of that on No Disrespect on Gas Digital. A lot more gems like that with Chris DeStefano.
Let him go, yeah, cuzzo. Fuzzy, wuzzy, buzzy, fuzzy.
Yeah, you got to go check that Bay Ridge Boy shit out. That shit is funny.
Bay Ridge Boy is
Bay Ridge Boy.
The last one I like when you call them Muzzies.
The Muslim, they did the whole shit, cultural shit. Yeah, it's Muzzies. Funny.
The one where Giannis's girlfriend keeps saying, thank you for your service, is my favorite one.
Yeah, supposedly he said that was
the last one.
The last one
What's the last one called?
Cultural sensitivity.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the hair gel.
Yeah, gelled up.
That made me
gelled
laugh.
Yeah.
That was my favorite so far.
Yeah. They all good. They got 3 episodes. They're doing more. They're doing them with Jim Serpico and Tom Saleria, Apostle. That's what I hear. I think it's going really good. You guys should check it out if you're listening to this.
Seen all the apps.
Number three.
So do you want me to... That's it! Holy shit, that's it!
Look at all those Mauricio podcasts.
Yeah, look at Mauricio doing good. Yeah, look at that shit. Gas Digital in the building.
There it is. Top right.
Look, Bobby didn't even smirk at that shit. He don't like it one bit.
What's that?
He don't like those Gas Digital plugs.
Oh, shit. No, I like it. I like those guys.
Giannis is cute, too. Ain't he cute? What's her name, Gwyneth?
Yo, it's cold out here. You want to go inside?
Yeah, he's cute.
He's cute, too, right?
Why?
For Chris DeStefano, that motherfucker is cute. He ain't cute. He cute.
Chris got a...
I mean, Chris is... He is. He's just a cutie pie.
Yeah, he really is.
Nah, he's...
The only way I can describe Chris is like, hey,
stop one second. Chris is going to be...
I love him.
Let me tell you, as a fat guy...
Yeah.
I'm going to say this right now. I love Chrissy D.
Yeah.
As a fat guy, he's going to watch out. Because this motherfucker
he could blow out.
Now, Giannis, he can get a little chubby.
Yeah.
But he ain't blowing out. He's got European something in him. He's always going to be. Chrissy, he has the potential to go wide.
He already got a 38 waist. He already half there.
Dude, that's almost 40.
He bottom heavy,
I'm a 42.
Yeah.
That's 4 inches away from me, motherfucker.
I could do a whole episode of podcast about you talking about weight size.
Listen,
or
man.
Fucking waist.
I don't want Chrissy to get any bigger than he is right now.
Yeah.
We need to get him something. Some type
He'll be fine. He's single.
No, he's got the height to carry
it, too. If he was married or had a girlfriend.
You don't think he's going to be wrapped up soon?
No.
You don't think someone's going to get him?
No,
Chrissy, are you crazy?
He already got the kid.
He's not going to,
He's having too much fun out there.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something from a girl's perspective. He is cute. He's that guttural shit. You guys are just like
guttural
cute.
Shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Let me talk to the ladies in the room for a second. He's the most hottest. He's hot. These motherfuckers, he is cute. If you hang out with Dan Soder, you're going to have to talk. He's going to lay down. You're going to have to pillow talk. He's going to tell you about his grandmother. He's going to tell you about his mother, Trish.
His friend, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
What they did yesterday.
Yeah, he needs to talk a little bit. He's going to say, he may cry a little bit, tell you he loves you. And you're like, look, I'm just here to fucking for my career. All right? You know what I'm saying? Just take me to, just let me open for you. But he wants to talk. Now, Chris going to fuck the shit out of you and kick you right out the door and you're going to like that shit.
Not from experience.
That
freeze frame right there. That could be a cop show right there.
Yeah, that really
could.
Really
that could
is.
Be a fucking badass New York City nude detective motherfucker. Look at that. Look at Chris's fucking frown scowl. Growl.
The scowl.
Yeah. And look at Giannis's hope.
You just got done.
Yeah. He can clean up the city.
You just got done covering something up. Or discovering some corruption.
They just had to throw a fucking gun into the river that they had that they filed off the serial number.
Sex crimes unit.
And we can't talk about
people that catch sexual people on back.
No. They can be sneaker cops.
Sneaker cops. I like that shit. Sneaker cops. That's hilarious, actually. They sneaker cops.
They're sneaker cops. They go around, they fucking
bust people for shitty sneakers.
Shitty sneakers. People step on other people's new sneakers.
Yeah. People creasing their new sneakers.
You're coming with me. What I do? You stepped on his new Jordans.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Are you selling them illegally?
And he's in the back. Them, he's like, I didn't mean to. He goes, I know you didn't mean to. But we need to get to the people that are making you do this.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah.
Take down Puma.
You know what's crazy?
Take down those Nigerians.
Is this shit really caught on? I mean, they both be getting recognized on the street from this web series, which is crazy.
Yeah.
That shit happened. Even in Boston, Christy D had a lot of people come see him in Live Boston.
The fucking web series.
Who was quoting this. And then when he got on the plane, the chick there said, thank you for your service, cuzzy. That shit is catching on out there.
On the loudspeaker?
When he was getting to his ticket.
Oh.
And he was walking down. And she said, thank you. Yeah, that shit is catching on out there.
I tell you, between you, right?
Yeah.
You.
Who's me?
Mauricia.
That's right.
Beautiful Mauricia.
I like the way you look at me, Bobby
Kelly.
Listen,
Mauricia.
I want to feed you a brownie. Watch you.
I don't know if I can deal with your ass pussy.
Shit. I'll make you do sexual things to me and then I'll feed you a brownie like a seal. Yeah. Good job. Good job. Like that.
I think we got
it. It's an audio medium.
That was great.
It's an audio medium.
It's
an audio medium.
They don't need. We're not.
It's an audio. Audio
I have to take up for Dan here. I feel like he's being attacked.
Of course
attacked.
You do, you
it's
fucking
an
asshole.
Audio
you two fucking
media.
Stick up for each other.
It's an audio media.
Sometimes he say wakes me up with seal noises.
We heard you.
I'm going to get a knife on the
It's an audio media.
I'm going to cut your fucking throat. Listen, I've
masturbated to old pictures of Bobby Kelly.
Oh, my God. I watched your premium blend set.
Holy shit. Holy shit, he looked like a magician with that goatee.
My premium blend?
Yeah,
when you used to wear that Kangol and that goatee, you look like a magician.
Go to my premium blend. Robert Kelly on premium blend. Comedy Central.
My friend Joel watched it and then emailed it to me.
Really? Who's Joel?
He's my buddy from Denver.
He's the guy from Denver.
He loves you.
He sends money to him, too.
Joel?
Yeah.
I love it.
You help him out with money, too? Send money to Joel?
No, he does very well.
You help him when you're just trying to bring the whole city of Denver up with your comedy?
No, he does very well in commercial real estate. He's a great friend, an old friend.
There you go, right there.
Sir. He ain't selling weed right now?
No, I only have one friend doing it. Look!
Wow!
That!
Wow.
Can we play this without getting ripped? Sword.
That chin could cut glass.
What?
They might give us a copyright.
Ah, fuck them, it's your set.
Don't play the audio, just
play it. Holy shit! Holy shit! Look at that. He's about to pull a balloon out for the audience.
Oh, my God. Don't leave your girlfriend around him. Goatee with the middle part.
Who You ate this motherfucker.
Like a character in a wrestling game.
Puerto Rican Bobby.
Yeah, look at that shit.
Puerto Rican Bobby.
He looked like Rico Suave. Rico.
Oh, man.
Suave.
Feels like you're going to take you out for a scuba lesson.
That's right.
That's it. Leave
you look like you take me to BBQ's back then. Classy. Classy. I say. You want to come to Cheesecake Factory with me?
Help me with that, would you?
No, I hate live reads. I have to do them on my show.
See? He I'll doesn't do have. It. See? Do no, it's all right. Oh. Thank you, Ian.
You're welcome. I got your back.
Wait, Mushy just.
You were the baby. You do your work. I hate live
reads. Ian can't
read.
Live
reads. I can't read,
you're
dude.
You're a piece of shit.
Look, Mushy just posted this.
Look at this. They found the cartoon character that looks like you. That's hilarious.
Because I called you Despicable Me.
Holy shit. That's hilarious.
All right, listen. Keep talking, guys. DeepDiscount.com right now. November 1st. This is old, by the way. Is this the one you got from Rob?
We didn't get a new one.
Yeah, he did. He sent it to me today. Can I have my phone?
Phone.
That's hilarious. Can somebody talk?
Hey, everybody.
Holy shit. What are we doing?
Everybody just went. Everybody shut down. I fucking.
Can I go get a cigarette?
I stopped fucking talking for a second.
Hey.
No, I thought you were doing a read.
Yes,
I thought you were doing a live read.
Yeah,
so I didn't
want to
interrupt it.
You know what? Thanks. Yeah. No, Mike's right. I'm going to get on Mike's side again on this one. Everyone was doing a. There it is.
Just print that.
Mm. Let's have a cigarette break.
I asked you to do one read for me because of my voice, and you told me to go.
You didn't
fuck
say because of your voice.
I'll do the read. Give that shit to me.
You went like this.
I said, I'm fucking. I did not. Can we rewind it? I'll fucking send you the clip. And if you're wrong,
you didn't say
and
that.
I said that.
You went like this.
First of all, if I said it in there, if I said I'm sick, can you read it? If I said that, what do I get?
I will give you $20 and I will do. I will pay for your rent for a month.
$20?
What the fuck is
that? I don't know.
Mike Vecchione?
That was just a knee jerk. That was just a knee jerk.
That's a Mike Vecchione vet. I'll pay you $20. Nah, you're giving up $300 of that serious money. Yeah,
this is my self defense. I go, do you want me to turn off the heat? I'll turn off the heat. I swear to God. I'll do your live reads. I'll come in when I'm at the cellar and I'll do your live reads for the podcast for a month.
All right.
If you said you were sick. If you go, I'm sick. Can you do this for me?
Nope.
But you didn't.
We will get the audio footage.
Let's do it.
We can't do it now.
For somebody who smokes as much weed as you, that is a bold bet. There's a good chance you didn't get that shit right.
I know. I'm willing to do it.
You came here smelling like weed.
Sober for 30 years.
That's not what happened.
I know what I said.
30 years? Damn.
Yeah, I said that. I said that. Not that you're going to back me up.
No.
Come on.
You did not.
You just did a hot girl move. You're going to be mean to me, and I know you're going to be mean to me, so I'm going to look at you, because you've been mean to me, so please stop being mean to me. Ian, you're my BFF. What did I say? I didn't say you were sick.
He didn't say he was sick.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
He said he was sick.
I'll fucking powerbomb you through a table.
Oh my God!
He didn't say what you.
Why do you gotta threaten people?
Because I watched a lot of Japanese. I watched Japanese wrestling last night.
You're not starting up to
razors.
Pick him up.
Okay, if I'm wrong, you razors edge me.
Listen, we have it.
Dan Soda can't pick nobody up.
Here we go. You got it? No. Let me know when you get it. Don't ever do that again.
Hurry up, Astoria. Your job is on the line. We'll send you back
Maurice,
to fucking
he was just
Astoria.
Bit by a dog. Okay? It's traumatic. You're attacking him again.
Why is Mike at Mark Wahlberg's
voice? It's not a radio.
You guys just bit by a dog. I don't know why you're yelling at him.
You know, it's for not two a fucking guys who live together friendly, you're pretty aggressive and you're pretty aggressive.
Yeah, goddamn right. And that's why no one fucks with the 2555 boys.
The what?
Nothing.
He just gave out his address on national TV.
No, I didn't. You don't know what street I'm on.
255. We'll figure that shit out. Yeah, I'll go to Google Maps.
The chat room is not working today, by the way. We tried to get it up. Because when we did the Christmas Yankee swap, somebody in the chat room reported us.
What?
Yeah. So
are you fucking
for
serious?
What?
So the chat
Mary Jean was topless?
Whatever. We tried
That's
to cover
so
it, but one of these...
Gay.
One fucking... of these little fuck yeah, but they just you know why they do that. They do what it so they can shit. Be the per oh look what I did. I did that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you
nothing.
Did it.
Look at
now,
what
the
I did.
Now the chat room's done. So there you go. We'll try to get it back.
I have an answer to the question.
Here we go. Wait a second. Drum roll, please.
So the question was if you you said I'm sick, can you read this, right?
Anywhere in there.
So what you said was can you help me with this, buddy? And then he said no. And then you took it back.
I never said sick?
No, you didn't say.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We can check again, but...
Check again. Okay. Go back a little before that.
Hi, I'm Dan Soder from The Bonfire on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95.
Yep.
If your friends lie to you, call them on it. Then you won't have to do their live reads.
I'm sick. I'm a little out of it.
Season 3 of Billions coming soon. All right. Hi, Gabby. How are you?
Hey.
you going to cheesy senator mode? Like, you know how they always have that predatory thing? We're like, and I'm going to look out for America first. All right.
She looked like the girl who's happy that the football player's talking to her.
Do you want to go get a cocktail? Or?
When you talk to her. Talk to her some more. I like watching her blush.
You just got stepped on by Mauricio.
Yeah, I know, but it's all right because I love her.
Mauricio.
And you got scarf on scarf stealing Steven Tyler. Yeah.
Wow. Scarf on scarf. Yeah, scarf on scarf.
Can't all be winners, Bobby. You got to crack some eggs. You want to make an omelet.
Yeah, there you go. You got two bombs.
You're a bomb. You're bombs.
I think he's really good.
Of Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Mikey.
I think he's doing really good. You know?
By the way, our real address
you guys
is 2565.
Oh,
shit. I was just kidding.
Astoria.
2565. Astoria.
I was like, oh, God damn it. Why did I just say it? I go, and the funny thing is our real address.
The street right by the train.
I'm like, oh, boy.
I hope everybody shows up.
Apparently, there's pit bulls roaming the streets, so, you know, watch out.
Good luck. Even if you do know our real address, you can't get in the building.
Yeah, and we'll fuck you up anyway.
I checked again in Robert's.
And go to Anthony DeVito's apartment
Stop.
And go in the mailbox.
Stop. Stop.
Holy shit, recap.
Stop.
I checked again, and Bobby is right.
No, he's not.
Did I really say it?
Yes.
What did I say?
Play.
I am sick. Help me.
No, play it.
Play it. Play it.
I can play it.
Yeah,
play
I am
it.
Sick. Okay. You're my real friend.
Whoa,
I need you.
Whoa, motherfucker.
I'm watching you get excited about
Whoa,
it.
Whoa, motherfucker! I know he's bullshit. Where's my Patriots at? Because we always come back.
Wow.
He can always come back. We're out of it. Replay it. Go back further.
You've never looked more like a guy in the football stands than you look right now.
You always come back except against the Giants for two Super Bowls.
Oh!
That's right. Eli Manning. What's up, New York City? Blah, 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 blah.
Where's Eli Manning now?
On
the spectrum.
He's
on the Giants getting ready for the next season, and we coming. We coming. That's it. Right, Cooper? Cooper knows what I'm fucking talking about.
You ready?
Cooper knows what I'm fucking talking about.
How funny would it be? How funny would it be if the...
That didn't get enough.
That's because, you know what I'm saying? That's it.
Did you call me Cooper Manning?
No, I was talking to Cooper on the couch.
Oh, okay. That's even better.
Cooper and Brittany over here.
His name's Connor.
I'm not learning their names. I'm sorry. I'm too famous to learn their names. I know Dan Soda. I know Mike Vecchio. I have still don't know his name. Bobby Kelly and Astoria. That's the names I'm giving everybody.
His name's Ian.
Who?
Ian.
Ian Fadance.
Yeah,
that's
damn glad to meet you.
The crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
That, talk about a hyena. That's the definition right there.
All right, here is the deal. I go to this site all the time. I actually got a DVD player for this site. I have a kid, but I also found out that how much I like watching DVDs. Because all all the crap on TV, sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're streaming this stuff and it stinks.
Yep.
I actually wound up getting, for my kid there, where's that page? Scroll down. Where is it? Right, there it is, right there. The Warner Brothers, the Lego motherfuckers. That, first of all, Batman Lego is one of the funniest movies.
Is it good?
Dude, it's so fucking funny.
Well, they said the original Lego movie, which I never saw, was really good.
Dude, Batman Lego, if you don't think that's funny, you're a fucking idiot. It's hilarious. The opening is hilarious. It's so funny.
I'll watch it.
It's a new year, people. New year. I'm going to try to do this. My voice is a little messed up.
You should have told me you're sick. I would have done it.
I am.
I found it, yeah.
Hang on. Here we go. Stop.
Okay, so I'm gonna turn my phone all the way up and play it.
Yeah, please.
No matter the outcome, I'm still
and
with you,
Bobby.
I'm
going to look at Dan's fucking face.
Did you just hear what he said?
Yeah, go.
I say, you want to come to Cheesecake Factory with me?
No, I hate live reads.
Go back and play that because it got stepped on. You got to listen. Don't listen.
You want to come to Cheesecake Factory with me?
Dude, I'm sick.
Help me with that, would you?
No, I hate live
Did you hear
it? Now you talked over it. Play that back again. One more time.
Say it, Bobby.
Do it again. Wait.
When you're going against the kid.
Do it again.
I'm playing it one more time.
Do it one more time.
But Bobby's right.
Right, watch.
To come to Cheesecake Factory with me?
Dude, I'm sick.
Help me with that, would you?
No, I hate live reads.
I said it.
No,
I heard it.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
He just said. He just saying you're right. He said you're right because he's scared of you.
What are you talking about? You heard it?
Yeah, you go, can you help me with that?
No,
and
I say, listen again, one more time.
Dude, it's not there. We
it's
all heard
there.
It.
Listen,
you don't
listen,
it.
Listen, listen.
Take the mic away from your mouth.
Go ahead.
Sick. Yeah, I'm right. Oh, it feels so good to be right. I love it.
Fucking Jeff Dunham.
Yeah, where's the fucking jalapeno on a stick, fuckface? Yeah. You didn't say it.
I like how he tried to cover you because he's scared of you.
He's so terrified of you. He goes like this, Bobby, no matter what, I love you. Oh, my God, I'm so scared.
What really happened?
Like
if the bailiff
read that to the defendant, he goes, I just want to let you know, please don't murder me if I read this. Oh, God.
I didn't say you were guilty. They did.
I didn't say you were guilty. It was a stupid jury, and I think they're all done.
It's a new year, people. DeepDiscount.com is having a Christmas sale. That's right. Deep Discount, a loyal sponsor of my show, knows you're probably still pissed about some of the crappy gifts you got. You really wish you got some DVDs of your favorite movies, TV shows, but nah, you probably got socks. I did get socks. I don't mind socks. Well, here's what you need to do. Buy it yourself. At deepdiscount.com. Hey.
You got this. Keep going.
Buy it yourself at deepdiscount.com. You'll find all of kinds of fun stuff to make you happy, and you'll save a bunch of money during their after Christmas sale. DVD, vinyls, DVDs, CDs, Blu-rays, video games, and so much more. Go to deepdiscount.com or just click on their logo on my homepage, riotcast.com/Robert Kelly, and buy stuff. This is why they know I sent. Just do this. Go to that link so they know I sent you. That's how you support the show.
It's a good site, Deacon.
Thank you.
I'm telling you because, I went and bought, I got it too, and yeah. I went and got State of Grace off there. It's I wanted that movie.
It
yeah.
really is. You get a bunch of movies, and you can thank me that you're going to get this great stuff. You really want, you want it for Christmas, not some crappy socks. Again, I don't mind socks. I might like, I didn't like some of the other stuff I got.
What else did you get?
I didn't get that much. You know, my wife got me that was unbelievable.
What? Mm.
I like little highball glasses mm-hmm. when I drink. They're little glasses. Men used to drink beer out of them back in the 70s, 80s. You know, they pour a little tiny cup and drink instead of out of the, a little class to a beer instead of drinking.
Like a Tom Collins?
It's a highball glass. Yeah, but not, it's smaller. It's not big and long. It's small. She got me from the 50s, 1950s glasses. That I love to drink out of. She got me 8 of them.
Really?
Wait, like,
from the 50s.
What's the size? Like a rocks glass?
Almost like a juice glass, but a little bigger. You know?
That matches the decor.
I got
decor.
One of those smash in my face one.
Yeah, you got that matches the decor of your house because your house is very. His house is like that.
What?
1950s.
Yeah,
that's a great gift.
Check it out. Called go. You know what else is good? You know what else you can get?
What?
At deep discount?
What? Dude.
It.
The movie
It. Mm-hmm. You can get It
the
at deepdiscount.com right now. Stephen King's latest thriller comes out on Blu-ray DVD this week, and you can get It for a really great price. It.
It sounds like you have acid reflux. Oh, God.
Have GERD. It. Mike, you know what that is, right?
I got it.
Acid reflux? Acid, yeah. No, I don't have it.
I have it real bad.
Dan has it real bad. So I'm still concerned about it.
The best thing about deepdish.com to me is
I fucking hate you too.
No, it's real love, bro. You can't break it up.
I hope you get a girlfriend, you, and he fucks her.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's some evil
shit. Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, do you know what
I'm saying? Come on, man.
I thought you were going to say something.
Go back to your
read,
dude.
But wait, you didn't let me finish.
Nah, we're okay. Go back to your read.
He just tried to Pete Davidson you. That's crazy. Holy shit.
Listen to No Disrespect on GasDigital.com, bro.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
You didn't let me finish.
No,
here's the finish.
Enough.
That you fuck her, but he realizes that day. Wait. Look at that. Wait. That day, you go to a library to write a poem about it. And the librarian, you meet, and she fucking loves your comedy, loves you. You wind up going on a date. The girl you fucked. You guys wind up getting married, having great kids. You wind up meeting the librarian. You guys go off together. She brings you to another level of your career. You wrote about all this, sold the show. You become famous. You're fucking famous, but you're with the woman you love, and you're with the woman you love.
What a long walk around the block.
Oh, my God, you
one.
Turned that around.
DeepDiscount.com. Found on my homepage, Robert Kelly.
His therapist told him to do that. Yeah. Whenever you go evil, his therapist said, whenever you go evil, fix it yourself,
he goes,
Bobby.
Hey, if you're going to be mean, at the end of it, be meaner. Just be mean.
Support my sponsors. Be good to yourself.
Where's
Scarf? Buy your favorites. Watch them when you want and check it out now. Thank you.
I know. Discount. I know you loved World War I pilots. Wear a scarf. Be the Red Baron. You are the Red Baron.
Bobby Kelly, that's it.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
That's a good one.
Can I just tell you, your Tonight Show, that line, I got 30 summers left. I thought that was one of the funniest shits I've ever heard.
It's a great Tonight Show, man.
Yeah, thank you.
You know what's great, man?
You're so funny, Bobby Kelly.
It's very hard to do stand-up comedy on late-night television, like actually do stand-up comedy, and you actually did stand-up comedy, which is like, because a lot of times people go out and they're just like, bah, 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 like they just do
it's
like
a late,
little...
It's a late-night show. It's monologue.
Yeah, it's monologue comedy, but you actually went out and did bits, and it was like, it worked really well.
You're funny. Yeah. And you also look good
the whole time. And you look good. A lot of the other late night sets look like shit.
Well, it's funny as
you go out and it's so subpar.
Yeah, Mike and I watch it together and I go, what you're watching right now is experience. Because you see a lot of guys.
Yeah. And
you see a lot of guys just get out there and lock up and then they do like, or, you know, whatever the younger comedian is, male or female, they'll do a thing where they like rely on a trick. To be like, this works in the clubs when I do this, and then it's not there, and then they're just grabbing at air, and they start falling down. But Bobby was, it was just like, wham, wham, wham. It was great.
Or it has to end, and they don't get, like, it just, like, fades out at the end for them. Like, that was just fucking, from the, that, like you said, experience.
Murder from start to finish.
Yeah.
Well, right when I walked out, though, this is one thing that threw me. And I tried to learn everything you could about the setup, because you go on, you're working it at comedy clubs.
Yeah.
And I tried to work it at a bunch of different, but it's still a comedy club.
Right.
There's people right there. When you walk out, even when you do the walkout, you know,
yeah,
they're over there.
Right.
But when you walk out during the show, they're over there, but there's shitloads of people in front of them.
Yeah, there's
so
yeah.
Psychologically, you're fucking, it's a little weird. And when I walked out, they were standing. Huh? And I didn't let them sit and then deliver my first line. I delivered my first line, this can't be zipped.
Right.
The show. And then I delivered the second line as
when
it was
they were sitting.
Sitting.
Which is really funny because they're and looking for their seats and laughing. So they go,
Yeah, but it was kind of like, oh, shit, I should have just done. I what I learned on that thing, you dump all the fat. Just fucking cut it.
Yeah.
I should have cut that. I cut that. It was a 9-minute set. I cut down to 5.
God damn.
And it was 5:30. But I should have cut that fucking line. I should have just cut it. I should have went boom, bang, and went into it.
It doesn't matter. You did really good.
Yeah, no, it was fun.
I tell you.
No, but the toughest thing is that you have to be so clean on that show. That's the challenge. Yeah,
they're really, they don't joke around.
As someone that like wants to do that and like hasn't done any, like seeing that is like, oh, you have to step your fucking shit up a lot.
Because so I think there's a lot of late night sets that, or it just kind of got complacent for a little bit, where people are just like, just do it, just like showing up, like almost to the DMV. We're like, go and do it, put in your time, you do it, and you get it. But so when you see a good late night set, you're like,
something
oh fuck,
quality. Yeah,
people are doing this very well.
Yeah,
it was good. It was good to do it.
It's a great job.
And it was good that Jimmy gave it to me. As you know, I mean, Michael Cox is a great guy.
Yeah,
he really was. He came down, awesome.
Yeah.
Helping me out. He really does have, he knows a lot of things. That, you know, he says this or that, and you're like, eh.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, shit, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. He knows the show. He knows the show.
Yeah, he knows the show, and he's like, dude, you know, there's a couple of things. He was like, the first note I got was, hey, can you lose the two decapitation jokes?
You're like, no, not at all. Did you?
I was like, oh, yeah, let me get that out.
Did you get this from Jimmy seeing you at Comics Come Home?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he went on after me at Comics Come Home. And then, but he's, let me tell you something about Jimmy. The one thing I learned about him that makes me such a fan is that he loves comics.
Yeah.
And
he really does.
His stand-ups. Mm. I said, if I go over, they're going to cut me. I'm worried about them. I'd rather do less time and have not cut. He goes, they don't cut comics. Jimmy will cut a guest before he cuts comics.
That's great.
That's fucking great.
He goes, he'll never cut a comic stand-up.
Yeah.
All my friends that have done it, you two, Bargatze especially, like Pete Lee, when you talk to people that have done it, and they're like, he's really good to comedians.
Yeah.
And
that's nice guy,
really fucking great.
Wow, was he fucking
because Conan's the same way. Yeah. Conan really, I can't speak on anyone else, but I just know that Conan really gives a shit because it's like, he talks to you like he's a comic.
Well, they are.
Yeah. The second time I did it, I didn't really feel good about my second Conan set. It was all right, but I didn't feel great about it. And he called me over to the couch.
Yeah.
And right as they rapped, Conan just leans over to me. He goes, they fucking sucked, huh? And I was like, yeah, that was a tough crowd. And he goes, knew it during monologue. He's like, these guys blow. He's like, but you had a good set, man. And I was like,
well, I walked out. I was sitting there and I was like, oh, the two guests that are on was comics. Was,
Sudeikis.
I was like, oh, great. But then I'm like, shit, this doesn't sound right. Like, I've watched a couple of the Tonight Shows and I'm like, they were really pumped. And all I heard was how great the Tonight Show. And I walked up to, what is his name? Seth, the warm up guy. And
I'm Seth Herzog.
And I go, dude, what's up? He goes, 7 out of 10. I was like, ooh, bleh.
Yeah.
You know,
but I think you'd rather have that than them be like, these guys are fucking awesome. I hate when I'm on the road or whatever and the feature comes off and he's like, oh man, this crowd is unbelievable. And then you get up there and you're like, oh, they just got hammered. They just got hammered and now they're not good. And now I'm in my head because I know that the guy before me was like, they're 10 out of 10. There's no way to fail. And I know I'm not getting what I'm supposed to get. And you're like, ah. And that's like,
I'd rather have just a regular holy shit crowd, to be honest with you. Because that's what was in my head. Like, number one, it was just everybody kept telling me these crowds. I was like, all right, cool, because I did Carson Daly and the crowd sucked.
Yeah, well,
it was so bad.
When I did Live at Gotham, everyone was like, wait till you do a TV taping. They fucking go nuts for everything. And I went out there on Live at Gotham and I was first on my episode and just nothing on the first joke. And Jim Jefferies was hosting and he got off stage and he goes, hey, I'm not good. And you're like, ah. It was like 2009. I was like, yeah. And I went up, and that first line didn't hit. And all I could think about was every single person. I was like, I remember Al Jackson specifically being like, dude, TV audiences are fucking bananas. They're so great. Yeah. And I got up there, I was like, fucking Al.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
These guys
it was like, dude,
suck.
The Tonight Show audience is the best. And then I was in my dressing room, and I'm listening. And there's a bunch of people there, and you're talking. And I'm like, what the fuck? And Seth was like, yeah, 7 out of 10. He goes, he was the guy to get to warm him up. The skits, the rehearsals ran long. And I was like, fuck. They were fine. Yeah. They were great.
You had a great set.
2 seconds in, they were like, crushed
it. But after you were done, you were like, I fucking rock. You knew that, right? You knew you rocked it.
Well, it was almost like a fight, though, because after you're done, you're like, what happened?
Yeah.
Leading up to it, because I ran that set. I cut it from a 9-minute set to a 5:20 set or 5-minute set. And I did that set on the weekends. I would go up when I was working on the road. I'd do that up front.
Right.
Yeah, open with it.
And open with it, which kind of fucked my whole setup.
It's the worst.
But it didn't matter. It was actually good. And then I ran it back here three or four times a night. So I ran it so much that you couldn't fuck with me, because no matter what happened, if a light fell on my head, I could literally just keep telling that joke from the ground.
Yeah. Right? I mean, Nate is the person I know with the most late night experience.
11.
He
does 11.
He's one of the greatest, because I watched all his stuff.
It's unbelievable.
He is so good on, he delivers monologue jokes like conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of guys deliver monologue jokes like jokes.
Yeah.
Mm. That's why I don't like, I'm not really into stand-up comedy on late shows anymore, because you can give that to anybody.
Yeah.
You can give it to anybody. This guy's been doing it 4 months. He's clean. He's this. He's that. Blah, blah, blah.
Boring.
Bing, 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 bing. Bing, 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 bing. But Nate.
Ian just said boring.
Nate, boring. Nate just conversational. Mike does it too. Mike has a good way of being conversational. But like you said, I wanted to do stand-up on The Late Show, like stand-up comedy, club comedy.
Well, I'm saying you're one of the hardest killers I've ever seen. Like, walking in a room, like, the way you kill, it's like, Joe Liss and I one time were opening for you in, like, Long Island, and we just sat looking at each other when you were murdering. We were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bobby's just destroying. So it was great to see that, like, people don't understand when you go to a comedy club, it's different, because a lot of these late night sets are like Brooklyn rooms where they're in bars and they're like, oh, that's clever. Yeah. And then there's like a guy who works for a network and he goes, that is clever. I'm going to put him on TV. Yeah. But you're not in a club. It's like some people that do well in late night sets because they're weird. Like, put them in a club in Albany on a Friday night show.
Oh my God.
And can they hang for 50 to 60 minutes?
Yeah. But it's absolutely not. It's different comedy.
But it is a different comedy.
Back in the day.
But what you said is like you wanted to do stand-up comedy on The Tonight Show, and it really felt like you did club comedy. Like you did comedy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because if I went up and I was very set up punch tag, everybody who knows me would be like, what's he doing?
If what?
If I went up and just delivered it, set up punch, like,
dude, I would have loved to have seen hipster Bobby.
He goes, dude, I'm married to a woman.
Just like that, like soft pauses.
This time.
You guys, I gave up on zipping up this jacket.
I'm on a diet.
That became very in style.
I'm kidding,
though.
I'm not.
What? The apathetic?
Yeah, it became in style to like you watch dude, these comedians. You're like, what did I just watch?
I love when
Mauricio gets tired.
Her blood sugar. Her blood sugar.
Sounds very.
Hang on, I know that voice.
I love it. We're going to wrap it up.
Mauricio's like, okay, this is a 2-hour podcast. That's enough.
That's enough. Well, I was not right till you guys went on a 20-minute talk about this shit. I thought we was going to compliment Bobby and move on.
But also, when you're talking about a subject that I know that I just know.
We get it. He had a good set. Let's move on. We got a fucking audience waiting for entertainment. Yeah. You guys are like, what I really did like, though, is you did club comedy. And they saw the set. They get it, Dan.
She's coming back.
They don't need to know the particulars of everything. it's like the actor studio about fucking late night set.
What's your favorite word, Bobby?
Mauricio is like the Hulk. You have to get her mad for her to come back.
She's all, I mean, holy shit. Did you guys forget we were entertainers?
When Mauricio gets calm and relaxed, she starts to change.
You guys were having a diner conversation on air.
I just want to ask one more question to Bobby. One more inside the actor studio.
Yeah.
What's that like? Like, right before you're holding the microphone, and right before you're waiting to go, right behind that curtain.
This is what's funny is I made them. First of all, I made them give me cue cards, which they don't do anymore. And I did it just to have the cue cards because I wanted them. I wanted him saying, "You guys, my next guest, blah blah blah."
Yeah.
I wanted that cue card because that's kind of old school.
Right.
The second thing I did, I go, I want a corded mic.
Yeah.
And they go, what? And I come out on rehearsals, and the guy goes, I haven't put one of these on stage in 16 years. I go, well, now you can't say that.
Yeah.
Because I don't like.
And he goes, I was trying to call you old, man.
I like that people having a corded mic when you're a comic is part. It's just things that you do with it and have it. Because the first time I went on Carson Daly, I was doing this with a wireless mic because I was. You know when you do.
Yeah.
So when I was bombing, you use it. I didn't know that you have. We all have things that we do when we bomb. Yeah. One of my things was is I would kind of pull the mic out and you know strap. But so now I'm just I have a no.
Do we have? Is that set online?
Like a baton?
Is that's online. Yeah.
That Carson Daly set.
Yeah, I think so.
I
want to
see that. I want to see that so bad.
Like a glow stick.
Sorry, just
I came off. I came off back to the green room. My agent Matt Frost went. Dude, what were you doing with your hand?
No. That's the last thing that you want to hear.
I go, what?
Here it is. She found. Oh my God!
Wow!
Holy shit! Then look at the two pictures next to him.
Kango Bobby.
They look like brothers. They don't look they like really the same do. Person.
They look like they own a successful restaurant in Rhode Island.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
The one on the left looks like he's in show business. The one on the right looks like he owns a store or some shit.
The one on the right looks like he does some real nefarious shit.
Yeah, he don't look like he in show business. The one on the right.
One on the right goes, you know, he disappear around these parts.
All right, so a real quick backstory, Mike.
Yeah,
and you'll appreciate this is that I around 18 years ago, me and Jimmy Fallon did a show together when he was just getting on the Tonight Show, a college, and they gave us these boxes before the show, and one said Jimmy, one said Bobby, and he was on stage. I opened them up, and they were sweatshirts, and I opened mine up as just a regular sweatshirt. I opened his up. His was awesome, like an embroidered sweatshirt of the cool. It was just beautiful. Mine was just, you know, like they made it that afternoon.
Yeah.
So I switched the shirts and I took his sweatshirt.
That's so funny.
So when he came to the room.
That's a theft.
When he came to the room.
that's a crime.
I did. I stole a sweatshirt.
Yeah.
But when he came to the room, I bought him the sweatshirt. I ordered it and I had to go, this is for you. And he was like, what's this for? And I go, and I told him, I go, around 18 years ago, I took your shit, dude.
You told him?
Oh, my God.
That's great.
That's a great thing you should have said on air.
I go, well, I told the producer, I told Cox, and he was like, if we have time, we do it. But they didn't. But I was like, I'm gonna give him this, you know. So I was like, dude, I took your shit around 18 years ago. It was a real great sweatshirt. And I want you to have this. So he was laughing. Thank God, because
he could have been really shitty about it. He goes, and it fit you. Yeah, I guess.
He stole his sweatshirt.
Oh, back then I was sexy.
Oh, Tyra Mauricio.
I mean,
Tyra Mauricio.
Tyra
Mauricio wants to start talking about sneakers.
Yeah, we're gonna wrap up
in the Knicks.
Yeah,
Tyra Mauricio is like,
Tyra Mauricio gonna go Muzzies.
That's not what. That's not nothing to do with me. You guys are confusing me with somebody.
No, that's not Carson. That's not Carson Daly.
It's
Tonight Show. It's Tonight Show.
We could tell by the weight.
I can't believe how many people see.
Oh my God.
As soon as it came up, everyone was like, wrong set, wrong set, wrong body.
Move on.
Yeah.
There she is.
Cornerback Bobby, not tackle Bobby.
Ladies and gentlemen, start your Marisas.
What was
I
that?
I can't believe the.
Give me the bomb.
Start the how many people? Yeah. Throw the fucking bandana over
take
there.
That,
start
that.
Your Marisas.
I can't believe how many people watch the online video.
Millions.
Yeah.
1.5 million people.
That's
have
how
used
people
that
get famous now.
It's true.
Online. It's not TV.
Crazy.
This shit is the internet. I told
it's
you.
It's not online?
Couldn't find it.
Really?
I'll find it.
Yeah. It's somewhere. Carson Daly talk show, Robert Kelly. What is it? What was the show called?
Last Call with Carson
Last
Daly.
Last Call with Carson. Last Call, Carson Daly, Robert Kelly. There you go. And then do video search. Don't do.
That's what I say.
Okay. Sorry, babe.
No, you guys are working through it.
She's great. She's him. I'm telling you,
she's really good.
She's the best.
She
called me this morning. She said, "Marisa,
you just had it.
You're really good. You're really good, Gwyneth."
Gabby, thank you for the coffee, by the way.
You're welcome.
Hey. All right, I'm sorry.
I'm
sorry.
Coffee?
I was being gracious.
No, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
Bobby,
why don't you thank me for the fucking coffee?
Thank you for the
Robert. Thank you for the coffee.
See, that's why you always turn on me. You can't just thank me for anything.
You didn't get me coffee. I brought my own Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, well, you could have had one. And Dunkin' Donuts is from Boston, so you're welcome.
You know, I can't argue with that logic.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap this the fuck up. We can't find it.
No.
Anyways, we have, man.
It's great.
Great, oh, Jesus Christ. Great new fucking year so far.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great last year. 2018 was a lot of fun.
It's 2018 now.
I mean, 2017.
Future Bobby.
Yeah. All right. 2019,
Bobby. You got Billions.
Season 3 is coming out, hopefully, I think April or May.
You got The Bonfire.
Monday through Thursday, Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95.
Yes.
New podcast.
No podcast. The Rigorous Podcast with Maurice.
Successful
Marisa.
Web series.
Who? But right? Giannis'
shit.
You
know Giannis' shit has.
Watch that shit. That's just him and Crystal Stefano called the Bay Ridge Boys.
but you know them. You pay half rent.
Yes.
Which is helping.
It's helping me. Disrespect podcast.
You got a brand new podcast with
Chrissy D.
Chrissy D. No disrespect.
I kind of love that. I like when all people I like are all doing shit together. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like when there's like the promotion is. What are you doing?
I was checking a text.
Holy shit.
From a booker of the club that
here
I had
comes.
To
look at that. Look at that angle. He
I'm
really
trying
is.
To get a fucking new
he
weekend.
He don't play that shit. Look at Bobby.
Why don't you get an agent?
I have an agent, but I was talking to the actual booker because they were a little upset at the weekend.
Who?
I'm not going to throw her name out. Yeah, Molly.
I didn't say it.
You did. You started to say it.
You would crack. Yeah. Thank God you're not in the fucking mob.
I would sing like a canary.
Oh my God. As your roommate.
Oh,
you
that tickles
trouble.
Me.
You get in trouble. You're fucking under the bus.
I'm under the. No.
I go, Mike has heroin under his bed.
Why did I say it?
He was
mom,
mad.
If you're listening, I don't.
Yeah.
My mom's terrified that I'm on
Mrs.
drugs.
Mrs. Vecchione, I am on a lot of
terrified
drugs.
Terrified I'm on drugs.
Is she really? Yeah. Why?
She's like,
because he's got a roommate still, and she's concerned.
All right, we're gonna get Mauricio off. She's getting tired. That was really close.
That was a good one. What are you talking about?
No, that wasn't. That was 7th Avenue near the Gowanus. That ain't Lower East Side.
That wasn't a good one?
No!
That was a good one. But
that's
was
what his mother's really concerned about.
It was a good one, but it was almost a good one.
It was like, yeah.
Oh, I get you. I'm slipping out, is what you're saying.
Yes. You're slipping out of your dress.
Yeah, I'm going to get schizophrenic. This is the longest I did this shit. This is not mentally healthy, Bobby. Do me on one of your personal interviews that are 20 minutes podcast. We're going on 2 hours. I'm becoming schizophrenic. This shit is not good for my mental health.
Would you do one of my cigar interviews?
Yeah, I do that shit. It's less than 2 hours.
Do you smoke cigars?
Yeah, but I'm thinking, you know what I'm saying? This shit is not healthy. Even when I'm not talking, I'm trying to stay this shit, and I'm losing my mind. This shit is not mentally healthy, I'm telling you. And I did it already for 40 minutes this week. This shit is crazy.
All right, listen. Ian, where are you at tonight? We're working together this weekend, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Where are we at?
Tonight we're in Mount Arlington. New Jersey.
Okay, okay.
And tomorrow we're in Newtown, Pennsylvania at the Newtown Theater.
Right. That's you, Mike Feeney?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be fun. And then at the end of the month, I'm doing a run at the Laugh Factory in Chicago.
Yeah.
29th to February 1st.
Great. Am I there too, right?
You're there the weekend before, and I cannot go that weekend now.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Mikey, what do you got?
I'm at the DC Improv January 18th to the 21st.
Ah, fuck that club.
You don't like them?
No, they won't work me.
Get the fuck out, really?
I swear to God. Fuck them. I'm saying it out loud now.
Mm.
Go fuck yourself.
There you go.
How's that?
That's one way to get booked.
I'm never going to. Dude, it's been literally 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
But you've worked there before?
Never.
Ever?
Ever. No, the girl doesn't like me for some reason.
Well,
what, at D.C.? Oh.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Well, I'll be there from...
D.C. Improv?
I'll be there January 18th to the 21st. I'll be headlining January 18th to the 21st, so if you're a Mike Vecchione fan, please come out.
I actually worked the other club. What's the club they have there?
Big Drafthouse.
Drafthouse, but the new one downtown.
Yeah, D.C. Drafthouse.
Fucking love that room. Yeah. What a great comedy room.
Yeah, they're both nice. Arlington,
they're both
too.
Fucking great. Love Arlington's it. Awesome, but the new one downtown. I walked to the White House in between sets.
What?
Smoked a cigar. Ooh. That's how close it is. Hotel's fucking great.
Hotel is great.
The people that work there are great. Simple.
Black box theater.
No fuss, no muss. You go in, do your shit. Some guy was getting a little fucking uppity. They kicked him out.
They also there's no table service. So it's actually kind of like England where they go get their own drinks.
Yes. And there's no food or chicken wings.
Mm. Yeah, it's great. I had a lot of fun there.
Food or chicken wings?
Yeah, like the, when at the improv, they have food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Improv. Yeah, food,
no, and a full bar.
A full bar. And wait staff.
and an actual green room.
Yeah.
And pictures of comedians.
They have a green room over there.
Yeah, yeah, they don't the, they don't pop up like a Ricky's.
You know what they don't have over there? You know what they don't have at that place? Check spot.
Yeah, they don't.
Bang. Enjoy your check spot. Go ahead.
The look off is my favorite Bobby move.
What do you got, sweetie?
Listen to the podcast. Listen also to Mr. Panos' podcast. I don't like him, but it's a podcast. So listen to that shit.
This is the tricky part.
This is the tricky part. This is where it gets really
this
tricky.
This is tricky.
This is and
this
then,
is where we gotta believe.
Yeah, that's right. Also, Giannis Papas paid me to say this.
Chicken.
He's going to be at the Syracuse Funny Bone.
Wow, yeah, look. So nice of you.
Syracuse Funny Bone, Giannis Papas. Go to his website, Syracuse Funny Bone. And then he's going to be at Gotham. And then there's one more.
We have
go
website.
To his website, GiannisPapas.net. He didn't put the dates up. He just got his website back up and running.
All right, no, it's off. Still off.
No, it still should be going.
No, it's GiannisPapas.net.
It should be back up. Go check that shit.
It's the best. This is the best. It Please don't be let up. Me it's, run it. Please don't let me run
it. It should be back up. Yeah, there it is. Did she put it? She might have put the dates up. As far as I'm concerned, I told her yet. Nothing yet.
Oh, shit.
But we just got it back up. The person who does his website.
You say we?
No, I say the person who does his website just got it back up and running.
By the way, let me be honest.
Let me be honest, the album.
That quote started from this podcast.
Right there, right?
That's here, yeah. Sirius XM's, that was Sirius XM's album of the year, 2016.
Wow.
That's it. They voted that shit. Bennington and all them said it was the best one of the year.
I would have to agree.
You didn't listen to that shit, Bobby.
I did.
You listened to the album?
I listened to, I saw the hour.
What's
the
last
hour?
Fucking date? There's another one. Just keep checking the website. I'm going to, Giannis going to get them up soon.
I was really hoping the website wasn't going
to
be
Here's the problem. If people listen to this podcast, some people dip off at the end when we start doing this.
Yeah.
They're
missing the best part.
The best part of the show most of the time is at the end with the dates.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you got, Danny?
I will be at Bananas in Hasbrook Heights, January 19th and 20th. And then, I got to take down the fucking San Francisco dates on my website. I'm sorry if you had tickets to the Punchline in San Francisco. I got snowed out.
Snowed out.
Snowed out.
Great club.
Great club. I'll be back.
Molly's the fucking
She's
best.
The best. She's been so cool about this whole Blizzard thing.
She's the best.
And that's why I've just been felt really guilty about it. Mike knows I'm a psycho. I got snowed out. Delta was like, we can't get you on a flight until Saturday out to San Francisco. And I'm like, I'm not going to fly to San Francisco for two shows and miss a whole weekend at a great club. But Mike saw me on the couch yesterday, and he was leaving to go do spots. I go, man, I should have tried harder. He goes, what? And I go, I should have, like, driven somewhere and then flown out to San Francisco from there. And he goes, you're a fucking psycho. He was like putting on his coat as he said that. He was like, you're an absolute psycho. I'm like, I should have tried harder to get to the shows. He's like,
oh, you could have went right to the Poconos. They were flying off literally 20 miles outside the city. Was no snow at all.
Really?
All the flights were, you
can. Out of the Poconos? They have an airplane?
Yeah, of course they do. They have casinos, yeah.
Oh, well, now I feel even worse.
Yeah, everybody was flying, driving out to the Poconos and then flying out.
I guess I'll just go fuck myself, Bobby. It was great to come back on this podcast. I'm glad I fought through the cold to get here so I could feel like garbage about myself.
Well, I'm sure you go home and he'll rub your fucking dick.
Oh, come on. Jesus. Now you've crossed the line again.
Why do you have to take something so beautiful? Something as beautiful as Mike and I's.
Hang on. Get back in.
That's right. Governor's Levittown. Governor Giannis Papas will be at Governor's of Levittown, March 23rd to the 24th.
Fifth. All
right. Syracuse Funny Bone and Gotham.
What do I got? Gab, go to me real quick. Look at the cutie patootie I am. It's on tour dates already. Just scroll down. There we go. What the fuck? Oh, I got the fat black pussycat.
Ow.
We got Hartford Funny Bone. Shit. I'm at Hartford Funny. January 19th, 20th. I'm at the Hartford Funny Bone. Then I'm at Laugh Factory, the 26th, Chicago. And then I'm McGuire's Bohemia. I'm back there to make up that date on the 27th. The 31st, I'm at the Fat Black again. Please go to RobertKellyLive.com. I'm at Gooby's Joke House, Uncle Vinny's in February. Comedy at Carlson. I got a lot of great dates coming up, so make sure. I got a really great date coming up. Where the fuck is that big one? In New York, in Long Island. I have a big show coming up. Is it up there?
Is that the theater in Bayside?
Yeah, there. Yeah, where is that? Is that up there? Stop. Oh, you're going
to. On in Huntington.
I'm going to throw up. Where is it? It's not up there? I'm going to throw up. Are you looking? Are you like some savant that can scroll that quick and see things?
Yeah.
It's not up there.
All right, cool. Anyways, go to robertkellylive.com. Those dates will be up there and more. Gabby, what do you got?
I got a bunch of shows in basements and bars in Brooklyn. So
Sounds sexy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On Instagram.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Hi, Maurice. You're doing
good. Can you sing a little bit for us?
No.
Come on.
No way.
Come on. That's like making a comic.
Just a little
joke.
Bit.
Shut up.
No, it's not. Singing is fucking a total different thing. If I could sing, I'd sing all the time.
I would never hang out with you.
When you'll be mine all the time. Zach, what do you got?
Besides Zach, the fucking new guy.
That's it. Zach, the new guy on Twitter, right?
He goes, I got a dog. I got a score to settle with.
He's got rabies.
That was a good one. He said he got a, the dog guy got rabies from the dog.
I did, but his laugh, his high five.
That's our wheezing gas. My that's our new God. Fucking laugh to ourselves. You go, what mic are you going to take? Yeah. It's one of my favorite things to do in the. It's an apartment gag. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah, it's more of an Astoria thing.
I love it. I love that guy.
I got it.
You should add that to your fucking your
repertoire.
How do you lose fucking steam and he gets steam at the end?
That's how engines work. When one cylinder's not banging, the other one is.
Gabby, what'd you put in this coffee?
Silly Mike's my favorite mic.
Thank you. What's your name again?
Connor.
Connor, thanks, buddy. You have a fun time?
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Connor's got a huge package.
All right.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he does. I can't believe you noticed that before I did.
That's because you're tired.
That's right. Cooper's packing.
But he's got a Cooper. He's trying to hide it now.
Shut up. It's just a stupid big old dick.
Yeah. I touched
that. Stupid big dick get me in trouble again.
He's smuggling a ham.
Yeah. I know. That's I'm going to touch him, make him go, whoa, like Joe from Gotham.
A lot of guys make jokes like it's all they want, but really it's a burden. It freaks women out.
Bobby noticed that shit quick.
Yeah.
Connor, you all right? You're cold? You having fun? Look at your car. Look at that fucking big old cock, huh? You fucking tired? Is the heat hitting you weird? What's up with your schwanz, huh? Fucking big old cock on you.
This is one of my
goddamn.
Honey, shit. God bless that dick.
We're going to get out of here because that was very close. That was very close.
I'm going to pee for the first time on podcast. That's a breakthrough.
Make sure you check out Mike's podcast with Mike, Chrissy D. Make sure you check out all the podcasts, Mauricio's podcast, GasDigital.com, one of the great other networks in New York City on the East Coast. Make sure you check those shows out that are coming out. You guys are the best. I want to thank my crew. You guys are awesome. Mikey, he couldn't make it today. Mushy Mike, Gabby, you're the best. Zachy, take care of your finger. You guys are the best fans ever. Please subscribe to this channel. If you're watching this live, hit the subscribe button. Please subscribe. We don't want your review. We don't care. Just subscribe. We don't care. Thumbs up. Like it. If you don't like it, go find yourself. And make sure we got what's on the fuck it. Just listen to the show. You know what?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free.
And they're all free.